Hi, I'm Ryan Hamilton.
And I'm Nikki Glazer. And you're listening to us on the You Know What Dude podcast
on Riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Monster Voice from... Shut up, Lewis! If you're in East Providence, Rhode Island on August 16th, go see Bobby Kelly at the Comedy Connection, Providence. Bobby Kelly will be at the Chicopee Comedy Connection in Hookaloo. That's August 17th. Then August 18th, Boston, the Wilbur Theater, 8 p.m. Go see him, dude. Shut up, Lewis. Go see Bobby Kelly live and listen to the You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Yes.
We're good to
Robert.
Go. Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. Oh, I told you to get a new fucking accent. I hate the accent.
Ah, someone help me.
Yeah. You help you. You're the fucking person that people would go to.
I'm working on it. You mean my normal accent or my American accent?
That fan's on.
Both.
Do you care?
No, now those fans don't make a lot of noise. Those are little baby fans.
Okay.
That's for the person who sits there doesn't get that much fanage. How you feeling? Everybody comfortable?
Yeah.
We're gonna go around the room and we're gonna open the show up.
Oh my God.
We're gonna go around the room, and introduce ourselves. We'll start with me. Hi, I'm Robert Kelly. I am the host of the You Know What podcast. That's it. Go ahead.
My name's Ryan. This is my second time on the podcast.
Oh. So
Ryan what?
Hamilton. Ryan
okay, yeah,
Hamilton.
Give the full name.
Yeah. Ryan Hamilton. I'm very happy to be here.
You're not that famous where you can just say I'm Ryan.
All right.
Yeah, you know, it's not like you just go, I'm Dane, and people would go, oh, we know. this is Chris. Oh, you mean Rock. You're Ryan? Who?
How many Ryans do you know?
Yeah,
I know
that's a good point.
Me? None.
Right.
I know you as a comic.
Okay.
But the people listening,
you know.
The dude that was in Blade.
Ryan Stiles.
Yeah,
improv
we get confused
guy.
Often. Right?
Yeah,
there
sorry.
Are a million Ryans out there. It's a valid point. I concede.
Yeah, they could,
I'm Ryan Hamilton.
Yeah, they yes, you're Ryan Hamilton.
Hamilton. Uh-huh. So.
And then we have
Hi, I'm Nikki Glazer. And it's good to have the suicide prevention comedy tour back together.
Oh, that's right.
That was the last time we were all together, you, me, and
yeah,
you know,
that's
Ryan.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we got to fuck
story.
That. None of us have killed ourselves.
No, we almost
Success.
Did that night
Success.
When we showed up at that fucking that hotel, looking out to that fucking bleak beach, fucking stupid pool.
And that was the show where the host started doing suicide jokes for a benefit for suicide.
Yeah, you know what? This is what's freaking me out, Kelly. Your fucking dumb leg. Why are you shaking? Are you on coke?
I had a lot of coffee today. I've been up since 6. I had a lot of coffee.
You literally put the Sharpie down. First of all, you're scaring me. Okay.
I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. I've had too much caffeine.
Yeah, listen, your fucking knees tapping.
All right.
And you're fucking playing with a Sharpie.
I crossed my legs.
Yeah, just, I like
I'm
relax,
not
Kelly.
I'm not here yet,
Bob. Right, why don't you introduce yourself? Go ahead. We'll go this way now.
Okay. Kelly.
Just say Kelly. Everybody
Kelly,
knows you.
It's me.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
This is Mike Cannon.
Yep.
Bobby has no idea who I am.
Well, here's the thing about this show is that sometimes we'll just let people come on. I mean, he was sitting in a chair. You're going to be doing tech talk with me today.
Damn right.
He's got some good stuff for you.
Yeah, well, you know what? Little fucking Christian is on punishment. Or I actually couldn't do it. But I say punishment. This motherfucker shows up late last week and with nothing. He's supposed to do tech talk with me.
He's a tech guy.
Yeah, he does the tech talk, but he didn't show up. And then he showed up with like an opinion. Go fuck yourself. Come with something. And then last but not least.
Bill Dawes. I'm going to spell it because no one knows who the fuck I am. It's with a D-A-W-E-S. And I'm here because I bumped into you when your dogs were taking a shit last night.
Yeah, they took a shit. One was taking a shit. Yeah. Well, you're a friend of mine. Before Kelly, you've been on the show. You were on the show with me when I was at the house when we first started doing it. We did it on the iPhone.
That's right.
One time when we would do back. He did the show and we used to do it on my iPhone in my house. And he
just
came over.
Chain smoking.
Yeah, just chain smoking. Almost a year off cigarettes come August something.
Nice.
Be a year off of cigarettes. And yeah, you were on it, and he was very mediocre.
Yeah.
That's what the fans said. The fans did not like Bill.
Welcome back.
It would be you and Joe, and you guys are like, oh, I was in college, and me and my buddies had a circle jerk, and then you'd be like, okay, let's talk MMA. Bill, who do you think is going to win the fight? And I'd be like, ooh, and that was like the whole thing. I had nothing
you know
to
what? You know when they did like you, though? When we brought you back on, and we told you that they didn't like you,
and then
you showed us a picture of your, he goes like this, I got an average penis, right? And then he literally had a picture of it. And it's fucking ginormous.
What?
Yeah, you know the thing holding your mic up right now? Same size. His
Holy
dick,
shit.
I would suck his dick. Like, that's how pretty and nice it was.
Not even for a steak.
It was,
Hey, don't say that around Australian women. They're sluts.
Oh, jeez. You didn't
in
even
a good
know
way.
Me.
In a good way.
What? How no, good, wait a minute.
I love
good way.
Hey.
I love when people
you don't know her, but
insult
you nailed it.
People.
No, the Australian women are whorish.
Yes.
Only when they're on holidays, but I live here. I'm not like that.
Oh, okay,
but the
sure.
ones on holidays, yeah, they're fucking sluts. Uh-huh. They're drunk.
Hang on,
they're very easy. They're up for a good time. Hey, come on. Mm-hmm.
Love
hanging?
It.
You are a fucking slut.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Fuck it.
I'll show you. Want me to show you things I have on you?
You have nothing on me.
I have stuff on you.
Nothing on me.
I absolutely do. Oh my God. You don't think I have. Tell me honestly right now. I want you to look at me in the eye. Either you go, Bobby, fuck you, you got nothing, or you go, I'm sorry, Bobby, let's move on. This is your choice right now. This is your choice. Either fuck you, I got nothing. Yeah, think.
Haven't I told you everything?
Then no. You haven't.
Let's move on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're a young comic in the business in New York City. I got. There's some stories behind. No, I'm kidding. I actually was doing these auditions today, right?
Yeah.
And this girl came in. And she goes, oh, this is the worst ever. She goes, I remember you.
Oh,
hot blonde, like used to be hotter, but hot still.
Sure.
But not as hot, you know, like definitely fucking, you know, went across the country a few times trying to make it.
Yeah.
Come to L.A. You got to be in L.A. Go back to New York. Got to be in New York. You got to be in L.A. if you want to make it. Let's go back to New York and try this one more time. she walks in and she goes, I met you, and I was like, oh, fuck me. Did I? Back when I was when I was a hunk of garbage, did I? And I was like, I don't think so, because I never banged. You're pretty hot. I don't remember banging. You, I'd remember.
Yeah.
I banged a lot of fucking fives.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, were you saying this out loud, or?
No.
This is
that was
in the room.
That was his slate.
This is the skinny Bobby is, the ass-licking 90s.
That's a great CD name. That's a great hour special. The ass licking 90s. I wasn't saying it out loud, but it was in my head. I was like, oh, fuck me, right? Because we're in a room full of people. And she goes, I was sitting down with a comic, and you walked up. Me and my girlfriend were sitting down with this comic, and you walked up, and just out of the blue, you go, look, they're not going to fuck you, so let's just get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
It's not happening, trust me, so let's just go. And the guy wound up leaving with me, and it was Steve Byrne.
Wow.
Yeah, he was trying to hook up with these broads way back in the day. And I walked up, I looked at her, she was smoking. I probably went, it's not fucking happening. There's no way she's banging an Asian. So let's beat it. But yeah, fucking A, man. I hate that when people, you know, you hate that too, because you're a fucking scumbag.
What? Oh,
you
all
know,
right.
Yeah.
Come on, you're the one with the massive cock that you're showing everybody.
He didn't show everybody. He just showed
dudes.
Me and DeRosa.
You reckon you're the only person he showed his cock to?
Well, DeRosa pulled out a picture of his dick, which is surprisingly, it's not bad. I mean, it's not good, but it's not bad.
By the way, what was that? Bobby texted me a picture last night, and it looked like literally like something out of Alien. It was kind of like this weird.
It's on my Instagram if you want to see it.
Is it your balls?
I will not tell people what it is. Uh-huh. Some people have congratulated me on a fucking baby. Some people thought it was my balls. Some people thought it was slippers. So I took a picture of something and I put a lot of filters through it, and yeah. I might have turned it upside down or sideways, and I put it on my Instagram. And art is what you what you make it. That's my theory. That was my point behind the photo.
Okay.
Was art is what,
which is code for it's your balls.
No, I don't know. You don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Nobody will know. It's for you. That's like fucking John Mayer saying, I wrote this song about this. And then that fucks you up because you thought it was about this.
No, he's pretty clear cut on what he's talking about. There's no like, your body is a wonderland pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, his
no
songs.
No mystery.
Yeah, his songs are pretty much, look, I fucked over Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Heartbreak. All right, anyways. I'm not going to say.
Ryan, you got any dick pics for us?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't do
all right,
that.
Moving on.
Did you think that I would?
No, that's why I asked you.
Ryan, can I ask
the
you real a question?
Guy ever.
I don't know. What is it?
Do you
it's a snort.
Do you have a nice piece?
I knew that was going to be the question. I should have just said no. You can't ask me a question.
I just want to know. Do you have, is your piece, is it a big piece or a regular piece? Do you have a regular or an average or, all right, you either have one, you have A, B, or C. A being big, B being regular, and C being ugh.
I think B.
You have just a regular.
Yeah.
Dude, high five, kid. I'm with you. And fuck like Bill.
I want to see Bill.
Show the picture. Yeah, you know, Yari does.
Well,
fuck you. You do.
I'll tell you what.
Give me the phone.
No, I'll give you my phone, but I'll tell you what. When my ex-girlfriend, Mandy, remember who we had the whole cheating thing with, right? After her, I never got penis pictures again because she fucking scared me off penis pictures.
Well, the whole cheating
Why?
Thing. I don't
well,
like
how about this?
Over that.
This is early in the webcast.
Well, dude, just take it out. Who gives a fuck? We're in an apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to say sweaty. It's like all
no, strong. No, we don't
like
want to say 3D. Show us the fucking picture.
If I had a picture of my phone and my penis,
go,
I swear to God,
listen,
no
I want you to go in the bathroom and take a picture of your dick. Right now.
But you can't be flaccid. You got to get some fluffage going. Well, Nikki, will you come in there with me in the bathroom?
Ah.
Why?
Holiday.
Why I'm supposed to ask an Australian for that?
It would have been funnier if you said, what's your name again?
Mike.
It would have been. I feel bad for Mike because I will not get your name.
Oh, you refused him that day.
I will.
Around,
eat the mic.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Eat the mic.
Kelly. Look at Kelly fucking.
Eat the mic. Eat the mic.
Kelly's the pro. That's good, baby. Yay. Good for you. I like the way you do that. Did you do that because that turned you on telling a young comic, eat the mic? Eat the mic.
Yeah, you dirty open micer. Put in your face, huh?
That was that wasn't that bad. I like that accent better than your other fucking shit accent.
I'm working on it.
Just actually, I like it better than your real accent.
Yeah. It fucking stinks.
Hello. Linda's actually taking photos today.
She's looking today, man.
Yeah, you look
Holy
really
shit.
Good.
Yeah.
She's great.
Linda always looks fantastic.
I know, always.
Do you date white guys?
Yeah, that's all she dates.
Yeah,
pretty really? She's actually racist against her own people.
I don't
she
like
hate,
him.
She actually has a tattoo that she says, I hate black people.
I don't like him talking to Linda. I only want Ryan to talk to Linda because she's a nice girl and I think Ryan's a good guy.
What? I assume I'm an asshole. Why do you always assume that?
Well, no, not an asshole, but I don't think you'd treat her right.
I would treat her so right.
Ugh, see, even the way you said that, I'm
what?
Like, get off me. You're on my ankle.
I like that actually got me a little chubby. That filled me out. Say that again. Well, I sense you don't. I sense you. Shut up. I sense that you don't like Bill's slimy ways.
Yeah.
I sense that.
Why? Yeah.
I sense it. Is that true? Seriously.
Well,
when
I met you downstairs, the first thing you said, I was like, "Hi, I'm Kelly," and
you
went,
"Suck my cock."
I said, "Wow!" I looked up because I was taking off my fruit boots. I look up, I go, "Wow!" I go, "You're very pretty." That's not creepy
that's
to say.
Nice.
You're very pretty.
It's nice.
I didn't go like, "Look at the tits on this Aussie." I didn't say that.
Not out
by
loud.
Because she hadn't spoken yet.
Yeah.
First of all,
that would have been
good
like
point,
really
good point there.
Yeah, first of all, you have those tits fall to the ground,
and they're real.
She was 300 pounds.
She used to be
300 pounds.
Shut up.
Yeah. I'm kidding, Nikki.
Oh,
jeez. Fucking Nikki. You know her.
I didn't know when she was bigger. I heard she used to be...
Oh, you were really...
She was 180.
She was a bit...
180.
The genuine disgust on your face.
How'd you lose it?
Oh, how'd I lose it, Bobby?
Oh, boy, her asshole fucking failed. We went through this.
Oh, God.
There's many fucking cartoonists in Germany that draw Kelly's bloody asshole and her eating koala bears. Yeah, she...
I got an anal fissure, and I hate the way...
Wait, no, this is an anal fissure?
Yeah. Fissure, yeah. Like, it's a tear inside your asshole, and I couldn't eat properly for about 6 months. There's that sound.
I will never, ever, ever, ever. I learned that the first day. I will never, ever, ever think of her sexually.
Now I know the picture that you sent me. That's what it was. Is your anal fissure, wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Can you give him that bandana though? This bandana. Listen. Anytime.
No. Don't make me gag me.
No. Anybody who throws a nice bomb on the show has to wrap that around their microphone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's the bomb bandana.
I have to talk.
No, wrap it around there so we know who said the last stinker. It was
no,
you.
Around the bottom part.
Oh God. You are really dumb.
I thought you meant. All right.
Do me a favor. Wrap it around your neck and fucking jump off that fucking stairwell.
Yeah. Make sure you tie it. That's gonna be there for a while, buddy. So just tie it up now.
So anyways, that almost went back to you on that one.
I nearly stopped halfway through, and I was like, keep going, don't stop, don't look back.
So Kelly, him saying that you're very pretty was like a little bit like, all right.
Well, no, it wasn't like creep. It was more like, just say hello first.
Yes.
Just say hello. Just like,
wait a minute.
I said, I'm Kelly.
Pretty.
Stop. First of all, Nikki, wait a second.
Yeah,
you had his back a second ago.
I did, but I get it.
You get what?
It's nice to be called pretty, but like the first thing.
My name's Kelly, and I expected to say, oh, hi, I'm like. Second, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I had my hand out to shake,
right?
And I got it. Oh, you're very pretty.
Can I defend myself?
Like he's surprised.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
I want to say something.
Myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking hang on, vaginas.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the first time.
Hang
first
on,
of all,
vaginas.
That can be your CD name.
Yeah.
First of all, this is the first time I've had three women on the show.
Really?
Ryan.
What about when Dan and Joe were on? What about that time?
Ryan. Can
first
we give
of
the
all,
to Ryan?
I think
I know. Yeah, I deserve it.
No, I actually because I deserve it for doing
it
such a hack job.
Yeah, you looked at me. You looked at me like do the thing that I just was told you to do.
I think we're a comedy wife husband team.
No.
Listen, I'm kind of agreeing. With if she had her hand out,
no.
Shut up. I'm gonna let you defend yourself. Hang on 1 second. All right. She had her hand out. Hey, hello. My name's Kelly, and you looked up and just said you're pretty, and then shook her hand and said I'm Bill Dawes.
No, this is what happened.
Okay, now Kelly,
we're having some
Kelly,
revisionist history going on.
Revisionist history. That's when
I was
somebody
down, taking off my
just keep talking,
roller
Bill.
I was taking off
now
my
I know
roller
the fans
blade.
Don't like
and
you.
We're already talking. Go, hey, I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys got changed. She goes, well, we're upstairs. And I take off my shoes. And I go, we've been talking for 10 seconds. And I look up and I go, oh, hey, wow, you're very pretty.
So you didn't look at her for 10 seconds
because I'm taking off my shoes. I'm taking off my shoes. I'm changing my shoes.
Oh, right.
Hang on, Bill.
It's like in a romantic comedy. That's a moment where he looks up.
Yeah, in a romantic comedy where I'm like dropping my shopping bags over the floor and I look up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely, a romantic comedy too when you find out the girl you love has anal fissures and you have to pick between a regular girl who doesn't and then this fucking one that you're really connected with that has a bloody asshole and used to be 800 pounds. I'm sorry, not 800. You were big though.
Yeah, I was big.
You know I like you when you're fat.
Nah.
I did.
I didn't like me when I was fat.
I want pictures of that.
Were you fat here? Did you?
Yeah, I was fat here. Only a few.
Not here on the podcast.
No,
I wouldn't allow a fat chick. I don't allow fat chicks on the podcast.
I didn't think you were that kind of person.
The sign on the door, no fatties allowed. No,
except for me.
Because you're the boss.
No, not anymore.
No, only a few people know me, only a few comics. Because I started getting skinny around 5-6 months in.
Right, right. But I actually hunted them down one night.
Yeah.
I went on her Facebook, and if you click like seven, it takes around 7 days to get to it. But if you keep clicking on those photos to the right, all of a sudden there's one. She's eating a piece of cake. You can slowly see her get fat.
My Facebook abyss.
Yeah.
Can't get
she
back.
She has chips and
she gets younger and fatter.
The last
different glasses through the years.
The last
school uniform.
The last photo, she's actually in the bushes. Just with ripping a fucking kangaroo in half.
Blood dribbling down my mouth.
So, I mean, here's the thing, though. It's funny how, like, a guy... Look, we don't have a fuck. What's up? What's going on? How you doing? Blah, 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 blah. But a girl gets offended pretty... I mean, if you, look, hang on. You look up the first thing. You give her a compliment. It is fucking weird that would fuck you up. But is it because of... No, okay, say there's a guy like Ryan who's a nice guy, has a different demeanor, isn't as fucking physically...
yep. Bobby, keep
who doesn't
going.
Work out as much as Bill Boss?
He doesn't rollerblade as much. Yeah.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Right, and he looks up and says, hey, you're very pretty. Would that probably wouldn't fuck you up, but it's because of this... tight t-shirt wearing fucking what? Adonis.
It's a rainbow t-shirt. Come on, that's pretty gay.
Yeah, but
it's
rollerbladed.
I'm rollerblading a rainbow t-shirt. and I'm intimidating. How's that possible?
And he's still offended.
I'll tell you what. It's your rounded shoulders. You make me sick. You're a good-looking ginger, and that's
look at
just
that shit.
Oh my! What is that?
I got hit by a car. My shoulder is off my clavicle.
What? Yeah, what's a lump? That's not a bone.
I'm gonna throw up.
What is that?
All right, stop. Okay. Put
oh
that
my
away.
Gosh,
what's average?
What's average?
That's just average.
What's average?
Like he's showing. Like
it's not that big.
Never.
Oh, okay.
Give me the scarf.
Give me the scarf.
Sorry, Nikki, I wasn't paying attention.
I love when people give themselves the scarf.
Yeah, I knew it was coming eventually.
That's funny. Give me the fucking thing. You could have totally got away with that.
I almost did.
You have so much pride in your comedy that you were like, no, I'm taking it.
No, I understand what happened.
I mean, like, okay, let's talk about this. Let's see if I can swindle this fucking segue. Rape.
See, it is funny. What?
Now you're comics though, but you're women, and did you find that? Did you understand where this girl was coming from at all? When we're talking about Daniel Tosh, when he actually said, "I hope five guys come in and rape you," to this girl. Do you understand as a comic, or do you understand as a woman, or both?
Comic.
Both.
Both, really.
Oh, as a woman, my first reaction was complete woman. Like, if someone said that, I know that there weren't five guys waiting there. He wasn't really assembling
FYI,
a group.
FYI, we found five guys. They were outside in the back. Jamie, my body, I got five guys to rape whoever you want. I love you, Daniel.
You
did
get a 10-second head start, though.
Your family. Family.
Anything you want. Yeah, I think that is one of the worst things I've ever heard. Like to say, wouldn't it be funny if five guys gang raped you right now? Like, let's get that together. Like, that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
But isn't it? I don't think it's. Let me do a counterpoint.
But I understand where it came from.
Yeah.
On his end. Yeah. So I'm on both sides.
But it was blogged from the audience member's friend who wasn't even direct quotes. It was just like, I don't know what exactly he said, but it was something to the effect of, and that was it. So it was just hearsay from a third.
What's your name again?
Mike.
Okay, every time you talk, you have to go, this is Mike.
Let the hazing begin.
Yes, I need you to say that because I was looking at Bill and his mouth wasn't moving and it freaked me out.
And Ryan was just smiling. Look at that smile. What a winner.
Okay, so what happened that night was Daniel was killing.
You were there.
Yes. Daniel's
what? You were there?
You were there?
Yes.
This is breaking news.
What? Breaking news.
Kelly, hit the breaking news button.
You literally were there?
No, yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. So Tosh says in his thing.
Hang on. Stop. Slow down. I need to take control over this. First of all.
What just happened?
I told Kelly to hit the fucking breaking news button, and she actually went, and you did the finger thing, too. Like she was playing a fucking organ. Oh, God.
I've got no music on my computer because I got reset.
So you were at the... You were there that night when it happened.
I wasn't watching.
I can't believe this.
No. First of all, there any comic works lot factory in LA was there.
I need you to do one thing.
Yes.
First of all, I need something to be over your shoulder because I'm going to throw up. Now that I didn't notice
the bandana?
No.
What do you hate about him?
The shoulder thing that's
He's
popping out.
A chunk.
Can you fix that?
No. People are like, can't you pop it back in like Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon? I'm like, no, you're retarded.
What's going to happen?
I have to get a surgery and get reattached.
Holy Dude, shit. I'm going to throw up.
Really?
Yeah, just sit differently.
Yeah. Careful that TV. Wow.
All right, go ahead.
Quincy.
So you're at the you're yeah. there that night. Yeah. Who's around? Who's there?
Every you know, D'Elia,
name
Tosh, Ian Edwards. I think Brody was there. I mean, just like you know, the regular
what
Jeremy
night,
Hotz.
What night was it?
Saturday night. So he goes.
Jeremy was there. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, they're offending women all over. Oh God, rape! No,
I can't believe you were there.
So
that's a good.
So he goes, he has the thing, his actor goes, he goes, if you've ever said blank isn't funny, I hate you to the core of my soul. If you ever said anything isn't funny, like blank isn't funny. And then so she yelled out, a woman in the balcony yells out, rape isn't funny. And he goes, you proved my point, I hate you to the core of my soul. Everyone laughs. And she goes, it's not funny. And he goes, well, it would be funny if five guys got up right now and just gang raped you. Like right now they got up. Now, I agree with Nikki. That isn't funny. That's not particularly like responsible, but he's guilty for saying an unfunny fucking off the cuff impromptu joke. He's not guilty for promoting rape culture or being a rape apologist.
Is there a culture that rapists can join?
There's a museum I guess you can go to.
There
and a
is.
Fucking magazine. I don't know.
There's a rape culture. Is there a tribe in like Amazon that just what do you mean rape culture?
That's what people keep saying this too, that we live in a rape culture. I don't really understand what that means.
I don't get it either. That's scary.
I think it means that like rape is hot in our like we kind of
I heard Danny Kilstein say that.
It's not because
TV
when you type rape into Google, it's nothing comes up.
Really?
Except bad shit.
No.
None of the good rape stuff comes up.
I don't have any internet. I would look it up for you.
You know, when the lady's home alone and the guy comes in with a mask and it's a dull night.
Oh, yeah, good rape.
Like date rape when they've got a good dinner, a good movie, and then the rape happens, you know? Right. Okay, I'll take the scarf.
So
give me the bandana.
So he wasn't even doing a rape.
I'm holding on to it.
But he didn't even do a rape joke. He was just saying.
I love that. Hang on, stop 1 second. Sorry. I love that Nikki doesn't like you. So she went, no, I don't want you to have this fun,
wear that
this
scarf
fun little fucking you shit the bed scarf. I'll keep it. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, this girl, and they stayed for the whole show. They didn't leave. She saved her little show and afterwards went to Jamie Masada and said, you know what, it was offensive when he did that. And she complained afterwards. So she got like free tickets. So that's what happened. It wasn't like she's like, oh my God, when she said I was afraid for my safety, she just did that to galvanize the fucking Yip Yap Vag community to get behind her because it's bullshit.
Hang on, what other community is this? The Yip Yap Vag community?
It's an opposite rape culture.
So wait a minute, there's a rape culture and a Yip Yap Vag community? How do you join the Yip Yap Vag community? Does your pussy have to be able to go Yip Yap?
I think you had to like eat out a girl in college. Basically.
Okay,
that's
Yip Yap, okay. If somebody doesn't take that Twitter name, they're fucking stupid.
Yep, yep, yep.
If I don't see at Yip Yap Vag community, you're a fucking idiot. And I want to hear from you.
Oh gosh.
You should stalk Bill Dawes and just say shit to him all day. What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you thinking? What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you thinking? I am the Yip Yap Vag community. Go ahead.
Jeez.
So she basically sat there.
She heckled. She started it with a heckle.
Yeah. Right.
But he was like, if you ever said blank isn't funny, so we kind of open it up, and then she said rape isn't funny.
It's not a heckle. It's really, he asked a question.
Yeah, exactly.
A heckle is when you're in a joke, and it's a setup punch tag, and someone yells something out in the middle of it, or at the end of it, is a heckle.
Yeah.
When you say, blah, 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 and the audience actually answers you because you asked them a question, that's not a heckle. That's a response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He didn't ask the question, though.
That was the most intelligent thing I've ever said on this show. Can we have a moment?
Sorry.
Little applause.
Really smart.
Bobby's really smart. Bobby's really smart. Thank you.
Yeah, so he put it out there, and she said, he should get the bandana, basically. You know what I mean? He said something stupid. It wasn't funny. It was off the cuff. And then people were like, oh, he did rape jokes before, and they would post his silly string pepper spray rape joke, which
is
fucking hilarious. Which he goes, me and my sister play pranks. One time I replaced her pepper spray with silly string, and that night she got raped. It was so funny. She was like, ooh, Daniel, I'm getting you back.
That's
a pretty funny joke.
Right.
And people were like, look at him. He's awful. Meanwhile, that's a funny joke. He did an unfunny rape joke, so that's all it is.
I'm going to get a letter about that fucking burp. That's how fucked up the society is. Somebody who loves this podcast goes, dude, I love the show, man. Everybody's good. But you know, you burped the other day. And fucking dude, you fucking dude, man. The burping dude.
you have to burp on there? Come on.
I hate
that
it.
Voice.
I hate yeah, your no. fucking.
It's the radio voice.
Learn a new one.
But it's on purpose. It's supposed to be cunty on purpose.
I want a fucking Long Island.
Oh,
Nikki, can you help her? Can you help her?
She's on her own.
Stop that. Oh, that's good.
No, that one's the same as the other one.
No, it wasn't.
It's yeah. the same.
I like oh. it.
I want a new voice out of you, you motherfucker. What's your name again?
Mike.
Okay. Just checking.
I love how the guy from Boston is ripping on people's accents. That is the worst. As a woman, that's the most terrible accent.
As a
Boston,
member of the Yip Yap Vag community, I'm offended. The way you say room offends me.
I want, right now, I think Kelly should be the president of the Yip Yap Vag. And I think, Nikki, what do you want to be?
Secretary.
Secretary.
She'll be filing her nails.
Shouldn't they all be secretaries?
Oh!
I love
this. Wait a second. I almost reached for the banana.
No. That's not banana worthy.
Fantastic.
That was good. That was a good fucking nice male chauvinist fucking
like
misogynistic. You are a misogynistic pig. That's just a yes.
No, because I feel like I think women are superior. 100%. I can.
Ugh.
No.
Oh shit.
No, I do. I really do.
I fucking love Nikki. That was the most genuine response.
You really think we're superior, Bill?
I don't.
Like,
she's not going to
thank
fuck
you, Bobby.
I don't.
You.
I don't.
I know you
I really
don't.
Do.
You know why? You know, I'm married, that. And I know she's not. I think there's things that she does that's way better than me, but you know what? If the fucking house crumbles, if she needs help carrying groceries, if the fucking something goes down, I'm there. I can always do what she does, except have a baby. She can't always do what I do.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. I am there for her. And look it. I'm not saying that women, you know, should be beaten over the head with clubs anymore.
Thank you.
Any less.
Or raped. No. I'm not saying that. You gotta get a thank you for that.
Wow, that's cutting edge information. Really?
You
really?
You
really?
I really?
People so progressive. People shouldn't be raped.
So
what are we?
Aggressive.
Thank you, Ryan.
The clubs.
I've learned.
I've given up clubs.
Here's the thing: is I used to be like you, dude. I really did. And I'm not.
You were worse than me. Way worse than me. Back when you were a pretty boy, like a boy band member?
Skinny Bobby.
No, I was actually better than you because my one flaw when I used to be a pig and I was a misogynistic fucking dirtball just getting blown and pussy and that's all I was cared about was pussy, was that I cared about the girls. I would be in relationships a little longer than I probably should have been because I didn't want to hurt her feelings or fuck with her. You're the type of guy
so
that hang
a
on.
Pussy.
You're, exactly. Yeah. No, I was where I was brought up by women, my mom, my sister, my grandmother. So I didn't have that ability to go fucking come at a chick on her face and then walk away forever. I would actually get into a relationship with them and it would be more romantic than it would be fucking, which was a downfall and put me in a more of a jam at the end of it where it probably would have been better for her if I did just fuck her and leave. I gave her hope. I gave her something that maybe we'll be together and it's not going to happen.
But here's the difference. You're one of these guys who did the two guys and the girl, like, which I always think is gay sex.
Two guys.
Witness. But you do like the Eiffel Tower and the walrus. You'd get like walrus.
I was sexually.
But then he would stay in a relationship with that.
You wouldn't stay with the walrus.
Let the actually, other guy leave.
I would. I actually got into a fight with a girl one night. I caught her the night before she was blowing me and my friend. Okay? Because it was one of my fantasies. I was into it. And it was, you know what it was? I found out through therapy, 6 years of therapy, that I didn't trust women because I was fucking crushed by, you know, my mom, all these women in my life. And then women, when I started dating them, I got fucked over. So I didn't trust them. So here it is. I know you're a piece of shit. I know you're going to fucking, I know that you're like me. And I'm gonna get you to try to suck my friend's dick, and you're gonna. And now you prove me right. Now I know I don't have to be with you.
Set him up.
Because you sucked. So we got no fight. I came out. Wow. She was giving Godfrey her number.
Yeah.
As I just came off at the Boston doing a set, I walked out. I expect that from Godfrey. I was like, dude, go fuck yourself. I get it. Because she was smoking hot. And I go, now you're his. And I walked away.
Yeah.
And she was flipping out.
Yeah.
I was sucking your friend's dick. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is what you are. And I did that to one girl, I remember, and she never talked to me again. ever talk to me again because she really liked me and she wasn't a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. But you set her up to suck your friend's dick?
Yeah.
And then she said, what the hell is this?
She's like, exactly, yeah. Like, it was just my way of proving my fears before I got into real. I was petrified of women. Yeah. Okay? Because getting into a relationship with a woman is a fucking total gamble. And it took me to the point where I had to lose this girl who I thought was going to be the one, you know, and it fell into that Madonna whore thing.
Yeah, of course.
Too, where, you know, my wife now, it's like, I can't do that with my wife because I love her. It's fuck off. You know, yeah. I didn't want to prove her right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I was like, look, I'm going to lose her or you have to fucking change. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to change. Yeah. And I changed. I just fucking changed. Not overnight. Trust me, not overnight. And I'm still a fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that I jerk off to and the things that I flirt with or tease with, I'm still a fuck up. But I'm a little more, I'm open with it. And I go to therapy every week and I'm 100% honest about it so I can fucking.
Yeah.
Now, it's weird. Like, I'm in Vegas and you'll try to connect. When I get lonely or fucked up and there's a girl like, oh my God, hey, I love, big fan, I can connect to my wife's smile or when we laughed that week or something that we did that I go, oh, fuck, I'm never going to have this with you.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm never going to have this. So fuck that. Because I've been through it all. I think that a guy like you, you have to do and be where you're at. You have to be a piece of shit like you are.
Oh, man. Did you know this was coming?
I have no idea. This is like an intervention all of a sudden.
It's
going to
be fun.
Because
I
had no idea it was an intervention. You're going to look back. You're going to need to bang all these fucking broads. And you're going to look back one day and go, fuck. Yeah. I had to do all this to get to you.
Yeah.
Because you're something, you actually won't put up with my shit. You actually want me to change or you're fucking bailing. Or you're just going to be one of those guys in his 50s doing comedy and trying to get his dick sucked by a fucking waitress.
Kill me if that happens.
Well, I mean, look, man, I don't hate anybody for being what you are. I don't give a fuck. If that's what you are, go ahead. But it is, I mean, it is kind of, you look at some dude who's balding, he's in his 50s, and he's got white stuff in the corner of his mouth when he talks. And then stop. That's fucked up. But then there's always some little fucking whore bag who's going to suck his dick. It's two to tango.
Yeah.
There's always some chick with fucking low self-esteem, with daddy issues, who's going to blow this fucking guy and keep it going. It's not just us.
Yeah,
it's, you know, you guys too.
When you met your when you met your wife, were you still a fuck up when you met her, or were you on your way?
Absolutely, no way. Yeah.
It took you a while to get to that point.
You guys kind of broke up and got back together and blah blah.
Yeah, yeah, we broke up a bunch of times.
She moved away. She moved to LA.
Yeah. But I mean, look, how old are you?
I'm getting close to 40, so I'm getting up there.
So you live in LA.
I'm at the place.
Hang on, you live in LA.
Yeah.
Just say that when you ask somebody their age and they go, as a man, as women I get, but as a guy, if you don't go, dude, I'm fucking 39, you either live in LA or you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Which is usually both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Fuck. I'm 41 going on 42. What's wrong with you? How old are you? Whatever your name
27.
Is. 27.
Fuck him.
What's his name?
Mike.
How old are you? How old are you, Ryan?
36.
36.
I've been with my girl probably just as long as you've been with your wife, though. I've been with
Don't
my girlfriend
ever,
since we
ever
were 10.
Say that.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh,
you don't ever
nice
look me in the eye and say my wife. There is something about when someone says, how's your wife? It makes me like, what are you fucking her? What are you doing? What the fuck does that mean?
Did you fuck my wife?
Like,
did
if you ever, wife? If you ever said, dude, tell your wife I said hi, that would offend me. I'd be like, she's blowing.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, she's blowing Bill. I want you to call my wife Joe from now on.
Joe.
Yeah, okay. Joe or Mike.
Okay.
Have you and your rollerblades been over?
Why do you assume, I haven't seen you about a year. Why do you assume I'm still a scumbag? Why didn't I have a Robert Kelly transformation and I'm like all legit now? How come you don't assume that?
Because you're.
What have you done to.
Well, you come still, in and hit on Kelly immediately.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for the compliment.
You, not only did
Sorry
you hit
to
on.
Fucking bury you.
You hit on her. You tried to pick up on fucking Linda. And then you totally got fucking fucked up with Nikki, who's a little alpha like you and will tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You automatically have some shit going on here.
By the way.
I have nothing. Me and her are just cool. You
by
know
the way,
why?
Nikki, very pretty.
Finally, Jesus.
I know. There,
now she likes me again. I can't,
wait, I can't wait until you and Nikki fuck. I really,
the tension's amazing.
We look like we're related, though.
I hope hot. I hope you guys really bang it out. And I hope she fucking laughs at you and leaves you when you're done. I hope she throws your rollerblades out out the window of her apartment.
You're freaking.
I hope she fucks you in the ass out her window.
Oh my God. Really? All right. I could be into that.
Oh boy.
Well, here.
Oh Jesus.
I think, look, man, I'm not sitting here preaching. I'm a piece of shit too. We're all pieces of shit. Even these fucking girls, you're a piece of shit too. You're a piece of shit. We all have secrets. The only one in the room who isn't a piece of shit.
This guy.
Brian Hamilton.
Hey, yeah.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah, what you are. You
oh, come on. Really?
You're pretty perfect. But you, and it's not a bad thing. I do not want you to fucking make this a negative. The fact that you don't have issues with sex like that, like, it's a fucking good thing, man. Well, trust me.
What's the background with the sex with this guy?
He's
what's
from Utah. On? He's a Mormon. He believes in a fucking...
So,
Jesus
no
came back in
married?
1987 in a Corvette.
No, no sexual marriage? Is that the thing?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't talk about it. That's the thing.
What?
Yeah.
You do, Bill Dawes, you do not fucking... You do not taint this guy.
it's kind of like Joe Paterno. Everything's on the sh... tip with the sex and the Mormons.
Nikki, yeah, Nikki. Please, Nikki. Please.
No,
Nikki.
That wasn't a joke. That was like me being honest. Like you.
No, what? Now you get it again for trying to make it.
No.
We're comics. Dude, do you think we're fucking civilians? We're not fans.
No.
We know what a fucking joke is. An attempt at a failure. That's a failure.
Goes,
give him
goes,
the fucking thing.
But he said, but the way he responded made me think like, okay, I have sex, but I don't talk about it, which to me is a little.
No, I don't. We've had this conversation on
we've
this
had
show
it, yeah.
before.
You're just a good guy.
I don't answer the question because
it's not
one
about
way,
business.
Either way, I lose. You know?
Yeah.
Unless you say I'm a good Mormon, I don't have sex, and then you're just consistent.
What?
But
what?
Then he loses with us.
Then people think I'm a freak.
I wouldn't think you're a freak. I think that's great.
Young people.
I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that's right. why we don't listen. There's one thing I respect. Mm. It's Ryan Hamilton. I'm serious. I respect the fact that he has made a choice.
It's true.
And he has made a choice and he sticks to it. And that's it. Here's the deal. When we talk about stuff on the show, you have to. It's your choice. I talk openly about my shit. You do. Everybody does. And some people go, I don't want to talk about that. I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. But you are a piece of shit as a human. And Ryan's not.
So are we allowed to talk about Mormonism and all?
Have you been in relationships?
We've done it. We've done Mormonism.
Of course
Mormonism.
I've been in relationships. Yeah.
Yeah, what happened with those? Let me ask you right now. In this room right now, if you had your choice, who would you fuck first?
No, don't do that.
Who's second? Yeah. Who's second? Who's second?
No, I don't like this, Robert.
Huh?
Well, you first of all,
I'm going to be offended either way.
The reason why you're not going to like this is because you weren't the one. Now it's down to the two.
Well, no,
so someone's going to
really honestly, it goes.
I'm still holding on to that number two.
It goes in order of pigment, just because I'm so pale and pasty and without, you know.
Listen,
I want to go black and then a little bit lighter, and then at the end it's like my sister.
But
you know
I reckon that's why. Because she squashed you before. Though maybe though, because you hurt his ego a little bit, because you were like,
she's beautiful and she's got great calves and all that stuff. Okay, now it's gross because I said calves. Now calves is over the line. Yeah. Calves
no,
and then
fine.
Rape.
No,
is
no,
it,
rape.
But is it fine? Really? Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. I just don't. I don't like being. I don't like attention being drawn to a certain part of my body. In a room full of, you know what I mean?
No,
like
I do.
Unless it's your face.
A specific
you have a nice smile. Oh, how dare you? It's my mouth.
I hate that when someone says you have
like
a nice smile.
Either.
I'm
really?
Just like, go fuck yourself.
Just
what about
blow.
Your eyes? What's about? I said you have pretty eyes, blue eyes, right?
Great. Something about that's so
what are you, Frank Sinatra?
I hate it.
I love what a schmarm you are.
If you say I like your hair, women will. Oh, thank you. No one will be offended by
that's
hair.
That's weird.
He's right. Don't be specific. But if you were to say, like, if someone said to me, like, you're a dude, man. You know,
what if you said?
I'd be like, okay.
What if you said, "I love your left pussy lip"? Is that bad?
No, I'll take that.
Okay.
It's a really good one.
Can I ask Ryan?
I work on it.
Ryan, can I ask though, do you go on dates? Like,
Yeah.
You go on
Yeah, he dates a lot.
Where do you meet women?
Yeah.
No, I don't date a lot.
Where do you meet women? Like through shows or you're on like online?
Most of the girls that I go out with, not all of them, but yeah. I meet at church.
Really. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
that's creepy.
That's the big
no, I'm So you come here often?
I mean, I'm just being honest.
It's a safe place.
That's not... it just seems to be those are the people I, you know, we have a lot in common. Yeah. It works out.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back to Bill.
Oh,
here's the deal.
Sorry,
Mike,
Bill, I tried.
Mike, do you masturbate?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, that's all. Listen,
Mike's got a little history.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I've had many chats with you. Look at his eyes.
About masturbation?
No, I don't know. I've had many conversations with you at shows where you're like, were you in college and...
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been with my girl for a long time, but we had, you know, periods where we're on and off, which we both took advantage of.
Really? And yeah. are you, how long you been with her straight?
Straight this time, like 4.5 years.
So you've been not gay for 4.5 years.
That's about right. Yeah.
That's fucking good. I've only got 3.
You love that tranny porn. Hmm?
I I hate the way Kelly tells her jokes, but then she goes, hmm. We do have a little fucking technique not to get the banner.
Yeah.
Cute, hmm? You do it again, you get the fucking bandana. You go, hmm, huh, what? I'm fucking knocking you out. How's that? Who's offended by that? I'll fucking hit a woman. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
You're just old. You're old fashioned, man. That's all.
Look, I don't believe in the rape jokes, but I'll fucking knock a woman right out.
Yeah.
You believe though that men used to fucking hit women?
Oh yeah,
slap them across the face.
Wait a minute, what'd you just say?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Those were the days.
Bill, you're not helping this thing that you're trying to fight right now.
I already got the bandanas or whatever.
He's like, no, I believe it.
That's a bandana for bad jokes, not for fucking people hating you.
That's why Chris Brown wears the bow tie and the V-neck, because he's just old-timey that way, you know?
Yeah, wow.
See, I'm keeping it.
You're definitely keeping it.
Just tighten that up there, buddy.
I'm going to get you another one.
Tighten it up.
With some blue?
Jesus.
I actually want to put it around your mouth.
Mouth.
I mean, guys back, if you watch old movies, like they used to mush their faces and push them.
Yeah, just, the melon.
One would just start talking, you know, Charlie, fucking shut your face. And
what Australian movie were you watching in the 40s? Charlie. Hmm?
Has a woman ever hit you?
No, that wasn't.
What's that?
Has a woman ever hit you?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Don't
you fucking dare.
No. Shit. Let me think. I want to be honest. I'm not just going to answer it. I mean... I don't
slapped you. Has you ever been slapped by
All right, I'll tell you. No.
Not even a throw.
My wife tried to beat me up one time. Mm-hmm. I have that joke in my act where we got into a big argument and I was barbecuing the chicken and I had the raw chicken in my hand. And I went to throw it and it slapped her in the face. It hit her like flush, a breast of raw chicken cutlet. And it made a fucking... slap and then slid down her face. She was shocked.
Really,
and my wife hates raw chicken. She hates
hates
the fucking, like, ugh. She hates cutting it up, and it was on her face and it slid down her cheek and she went, you motherfucker. She went, kid, I'm gonna kill you. She called me kid. She goes, kid, I'm gonna fucking kill you, kid. Turned into a Boston broad. I had to grab her and hold her down, and she was like, get the fuck off me, kid. I'm fucking in.
I hope you fucked immediately after that.
Yeah, that's kind of hot.
Who said that?
Me.
Him.
And you too.
What?
Well, you like that?
I don't know. It's something about.
Yeah, I think it is too.
It's something about. Yeah, it's something about, like,
you think,
kid,
it's
I'm
hot?
Gonna fucking kill you, fucking kid.
All right, here's the thing I don't get. This is what fucking makes me weirded out.
Okay.
This is where guys get fucked. It's that you guys want to be respected. He says, all right, hang on. He says, you have nice calves and you get fucked up. But if he threw chicken at your face, then you'd want to fuck him. I don't
get it either.
Okay. As long
but it's not the chicken.
But yes.
As long as you don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't
is.
Know what that means. Yeah.
Well, that's like the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing. It's like women want to be, they want to be choked, but then cuddled or fucking, there's some rule where they want to be like dominated,
not
but then treated
the
like a queen. What do you want, darling?
Talk to him, motherfucker. Don't look
I'm
at me.
I'm thinking.
What
no, not
want?
All the... Oh, Jesus
what
Christ.
Do you want? Just tell me what
your
you want.
Your powers are worth nothing on me, buddy. Nothing.
It's okay, man. You're league.
What the hell?
That was a joke.
What did you just say? Did you say
said,
you're
on? I'm out of your league, yeah. is what he said.
Holy shit.
Katie, and by that, he means below it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, I said no to you first. You're the one
what
that went, oh, you're very pretty. And I'm like, fuck you.
I love this. I love what a hunk of garbage you are.
Shit.
Seriously, because you're just such a piece of shit, Dawes. Right. And there's two fucking girls here right now. Well, two and a half.
See, she was fake hating me now, but now I feel like she's legitimately, honestly hating me now. Because there was
don't talk
turned.
To me. Talk to her. She's right so there.
Nikki, don't look at me like that. Scare me.
Well, it's just because, like, you, like...
I'm just disappointed.
that's the worst thing a woman can say. Yeah. Like, a girlfriend or...
Oh, I'm boys are so disappointing.
That is the worst thing a woman
But not in general.
Is it the worst?
Ryan, what do you mean?
It's just that hurts more than anything, right? To when you let somebody down
like
that.
Yeah, it breaks my heart.
Because, like, I can't even get mad.
Especially when it's Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But obviously, it's working for you. Like, obviously, like, you're going out to clubs and girls are like, you know, if you go up to a girl and go, "You're very pretty," and the girl's like, "Oh my god, really?"
Okay,
thank
I
you
wasn't
so much.
Trying to get down your pants when I said that. Yeah. I only said that because I just looked up. I'm like, why would a pretty girl be hanging out with Robert Kelly? That's the only reason. I'm kidding. That's a joke. This
I will fucking fight
you
if you want to, Bobby. I will fucking tear him
These
away.
Girls, like look that it, fucking they'll kangaroo. Let you fucking talk about them. If you talk about me, they'll beat you up.
My alliance is thick and strong.
Listen, first of all, fucking Dawes. At my heyday, I would blow you away. First of all, you're a redhead. Nobody likes a redhead.
Okay? I'm not a ginger, motherfucker. I'm a blonde.
You're more ginger.
Dude, you got enough
don't
freckles
on
you.
Don't we have the same color? Don't mean Ryan. No.
You have freckles, pale skin, right? And you're good looking, right? But
not that good looking.
Here's the deal. Yeah, you know. Here's the deal. I'm going to be good looking into my fucking 60s because I'm Italian and I got fucking this great skin.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to fall off like Patrick Swayze in a year.
So you're going to get cancer and die,
dude,
is what he's saying.
One day your fucking face is going to look like a boot. You understand what I'm saying? You got that pale fucking ginger shit. I'm telling you. Shit. You can always see. I got no, look at nothing. Nothing.
Dude,
look at this.
Crow's
I'm 42 almost. I look fucking great.
For how long?
My whole life. Oh, you look at the round your eyes. You look like my fucking Aunt Peggy around your eyes.
Your shit. Aunt Peggy. I hope I get to meet her someday. Shit. I've heard about her a lot.
I fucking love Ryan. Mike, right?
Yes.
Just checking.
Mike hasn't had the bandana yet because he hasn't said anything.
Mike's a good guy. Mike's
and
a good
Ryan,
guy.
I could never. We can never give the bandana to you, Ryan.
Yeah, we can.
Oh,
yes,
I deserve
can.
It. I can take the bandana.
Oh, we can fucking give him the bandana. I've toured with him. You can definitely give him a bandana.
There's
any given night where he fucking yeah. Let me tell you something.
Nikki was there that night.
What night?
We did that fucking. First of all, we go to do the suicide benefit. Let me itch my ear. Oh my god, we go to do the suicide benefit, and I got you. Thanks, babe. We go to do the suicide benefit. Did that bother you? I call you babe. I love terms of. I love that.
I like that.
I like it to babe,
what?
Hon.
But she's okay with babe, but not a calf compliment.
Look, dude. I know she doesn't want you to fucking calf compliment. If you fucking punch her in the face and then try to finger pop her, she's into that. I don't get it either.
She was like a bane flick.
You just nailed it.
Bane flick.
She's like an open book.
That's the yap yap bean flick club. Yeah, we were going. We got tired. We get hired like way out to do this suicide benefit. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And then I find out Ryan's on it and Nikki's on it. So I'm like, all right, cool. This is going to be at least we know each other. And like, I love Ryan. And it was cool because I wanted to, I like when I finally get to hang out with somebody that I know. Because you guys don't know this. Comics, we all know each other. But you really don't know somebody till you go on the road with them. It's like a bonding experience. It's like you're in a car, you're talking, you're taking naps, you're getting food, you're getting to the hotel, you get nervous together, you get anxiety together, and then you release it all and you do the show, good or bad, and then you drive home together and you have that whole experience home. And then you get to the point, it's like, all right, I'll see you. And then you kind of have that forever. You'll always remember that. And it whether you like somebody or maybe you don't know if you like them or you heard shit about them, you don't really know somebody until you take a road gig with them. And so yeah, I was really excited about it because I've been with you, but I haven't been with you, but I knew you guys were friends. So we had such a fucking good time in the car.
We did.
We were talking to Nicky. Nicky went to sleep at one point, and I was fucking with him. I was just saying ridiculous. Whatever the fuck came to my mind. I taught you how to what?
Some sort of
order at Hooters.
Yeah, I told you how to go to Hooters and the way order. It was just stupid, silly shit, right? Literally, like fucking 4-year-olds in the back of a minivan just going, hey, you got to go to Hooters and you got to say, slap, patty whack. I don't know what the fuck I was saying. So we're laughing, just goofy, and we get to this gig.
We saw Air Force One. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Finally,
do you concede that was it?
Yes.
Okay.
What, the actual plane or the movie?
Yeah, we saw the plane flying low.
Wow.
Whoa. That's so cool.
Flying in like a field next to us.
What?
Really weird.
Get off my plane. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Can you do me one favor? Everybody just stop. Can you untie that bandana? and please
hand it over.
Hand it to this.
Hand it over to its rightful owner.
Fucking twatty Aussie.
With pride, because I gave it a go, Barbie. I gave it a
you
fucking
did, and
go,
yeah.
didn't I?
Yeah, you gave it
but
a go.
Giving it a go is me in a daydream quoting shit.
I wish you would give it a go out the fucking door right now. Fucking hire this kid. What's your name again?
Mike.
And hire Mike to take over. At least he's quiet. I'm driving this fucking car and we look over. There's a 747 landing in a field almost. And I'm looking. I'm like, that's fucking Air Force One. And then we looked and we Googling it because everybody has a cell phone. And then it was fucking Air Force One. Probably landing at a military base near where we were going.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy. Then we get to the gig, and it's this. What is it?
Where was it?
It was the biggest.
Maryland. It was Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah.
Oh, but the bar was like the biggest beach bar on the East Coast or something like that.
But what was the name? What was the name of the town?
Oh.
Easton. No?
Easton?
No.
Wheaton?
Good bit.
FYI.
Ocean City.
Ocean City.
Oh, yeah.
Maryland. Which is this huge. And it's weird to me that I forget. You forget that there's like these communities, like these beach communities. You only think like Jersey Shore, I'm from Boston, Hampton Beach, or blah, blah, blah. But Maryland is this huge beach community, and there's these crazy hotels along the beach, and then there's little shitty motels that have been there forever that have these crazy names, and people in fucking the thousands go there every summer. And just spend their summers at this fucking beach. And this bar, it started as a little private bar that you needed a password to get into, and grew and grew to the biggest fucking bar.
Yeah.
It's called Surrender.
Oh, I didn't even know the name.
Am I making that up?
I don't know if that was it.
I think I'm making that up.
I think you are. Surrender.
What an odd name to make up.
Here's the thing that sucks about both of you is that
was I just supposed to go with that?
I tuned out. I just tuned out.
Give me the fucking internet over there, would you? It's right behind you.
Is that the town with all the wild horses on the beach and everything?
No, that's Chincoteague.
Okay.
That's what?
That's Chincoteague in Delaware. But yeah, near
Prince. Is this crucial to the story?
Yeah, no. Let's get to Ryan and his bandana-worthy comment.
Well, yeah, the peak of this story. That's where we're getting.
Yeah, let's get you on stage.
And it's really, I don't want to tell
Ryan.
It.
Oh, come on!
I can't tell it.
I'll tell it.
Living it. Someone who observes it.
We go to this fucking venue.
I was living it. Oh, I know what happened now when you say that.
It's huge. It's fucking huge. Yeah. It's a big place. We go to like the one side of it where they have this theater. It's a big theater, but it's like one of a bunch of stages this place has. And it's a lot of fucking gray heads and older people and...
You know, people who have lost children to suicide.
Yeah. A lot of suicide fucking victims here, right? Yeah. And there's given the raffles and all
there's
this
slide
shit.
Slideshows with dead kids.
So
it's,
this is like
it's really not
this
setting
is
like, up.
That's true.
For,
this
and
is
now
true.
For some comedy.
This is an outdoor bar.
It's kind of outdoor indoor.
So it's like a spring break outdoor bar beach place. They're having a suicide
comedy show. Yes. Yes.
It's like always the worst places in the world they want comedy.
Right.
Like suicide, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Some, you know, football presentation.
Shit.
No. Okay, we're back. And that was Kelly fucking screaming at something. We fucked up, okay? We were just into the story and we went and the fucking sound fucked up and I don't know what happened. We lost the end of the story. So basically, we were in Maryland at a fucked up huge club doing a suicide benefit. And
Ryan's voice got weird.
Yeah.
Can we tell the story again? Can we play each other? Like, can I be Ryan and then like you can be Mike? I've already got the bandana. That was... Yeah. Come on, that was good. That was.
I know, but here's the thing: is that like anything? Okay, you get used to it, and it doesn't. The bandana was supposed to make you not tell shitty jokes, so we're gonna have to come up with something more violent for you, like tomatoes.
Yeah.
All right, give me the tomato in the face again. All right, give me the fleshlight. Give me the bandana. That was just terrible. I hated my delivery on
but
that.
But you're going for a segue. You got a segue.
I wasn't because I wasn't even there yet. It wasn't even like a segue. I just brought up something that we're going to talk about. Oh, I fucking just suck.
But you tried.
Oh, my God. You don't get the part, Mr. Kelly. Anyways, I have the bandana. But we'll go back to Kelly before the show's over because I won't stop the show until we do. I don't care if it's a 17-hour podcast. This bitch is getting this bandana.
When we walked in here, it was already on my microphone. We walked in. We haven't been here for a week. I'm like, there's Old Faithful.
Hang on one second. Let me untie this. Give this back to, you know what? Wordy counts too. Get a period, bitch. So what happened was we were telling the story and it fucked up like it does, and we could do what other shows do where they just go back into it and they'll relive it, but we would I can't do that. We fucked up. So basically what happened, Ryan went on stage and the guy hosting it went on and fucking told a bunch of suicide jokes and then brought up two ladies who had the kids fucking die of suicide. They cried, they gave each other suicide people gifts, and they brought Ryan up. He fucking was bombing a little up front. His voice started going higher and higher and higher. Hey, what's going on with the beast? He sounded like Jerry Seinfeld on fucking helium. Finally got his shit together. Nikki went up, fucking killed it. I went up and did my contract amount of time. We got the fuck out of there, and that's it.
Did
you
say there were no monitors? That's why I went.
Yeah, there was no monitors.
So
we had no.
See you.
No, right? No, not C, dum-dum. Have you ever done a show not in a fucking hallway?
I thought you were going to say in a laundromat.
Have you ever done a show?
Hang on. Well, are you saying that there's like audiences?
Monitor.
People that aren't comics?
No, monitor. Monitors. They have monitors. When you do a big show, they'll have a monitor so you can hear yourself so you don't scream. Because when you... In rooms that you do, you can hear yourself without the mic. You can actually hear yourself.
How big was the room?
I don't know. 200 or 300 people?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
It was a big room.
It was a big rock club.
Yeah, it was a rock club. Yeah. Have you ever done a big show?
Yeah, I did one. I did the Hi-Fi Club at the festival 2.5 years ago.
Where's that?
In Melbourne.
That doesn't count.
It was 500 people there.
Yeah, but I'm talking American crowds. There's a difference, okay? You guys get together and have rain sticks and just laugh. Put white mud on each other's faces.
I tell you what, that sounded really bandana worthy.
I got laughs.
I got laughs. White mud?
Yeah, she knows what I'm talking about.
It's aboriginal.
Yeah, those fucking dirty abos that poops.
All right, Lewis Gomez,
sorry,
calm down.
Sorry, fucking... Anywho, I got fucking hummus. Oh, what a fatso. That's what you do. Just fatso with hummus on his shirt. So anyways, we were telling this story. We apologize, but we're not going to relive it and try to redo it. Was, and here's the thing, hilarious. The one that didn't get recorded was fucking great. What a great break. So we're not going to tell it. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go to break real quick, do some ads, and then we're going to come back and talk about what is it called?
Fleshlight.
I want to talk about some flicking the bean and jerking the stick and licking the mule and
Ryan, you look so comfortable.
Oh. Hey, we're gonna talk about it, Ryan. You know what, baby girl?
What?
Baby, you can tap out or you can just sit there and giggle. All right. Whatever you like to do. All right, because God is watching.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, but we'll be back after this. I want to thank, as soon as Kelly's done with the notebook writing shit down, she's going to give it to me, and I'm going to fucking talk about the sponsors of this podcast. That's right, Bill Dawes. When you did it, we didn't have sponsors, but now we do, okay? We have a lot of fans, we have thousands and thousands of fans who we love and appreciate you guys so much. So please keep going to iTunes and reviewing and subscribing, because that gets us up the charts. Just leave a review. That's it. You like the show? It's free. So leave a review. That helps us. Another way you can help us is support our sponsors. One of them is, you like Amazon, you like to buy stuff. Anything you want, you can buy off of Amazon. Whatever the fuck you want, clothes, groceries, you can buy off Amazon. You know, sunglasses, whatever the fuck you have a hankering for the hunk of.
Keep naming things.
Yeah, I bought something.
Go ahead. Wait, hang on. Don't challenge me, Nikki.
I like him.
I will fucking name things.
Go get him, Nikki.
You want sunglasses? She really called me out there. I looked at the table and I went, food and sunglasses. That's all that's on the table. I fucking
was that a spy?
Take. I suck. Bubbles.
Books. They have books, I think.
Yeah, ebooks.
No, the don't Kindle. Think. You know. yeah, they have all kinds of stuff on there. But here, you want to support the show? Just go and buy what you're going to buy anyways, but buy it from our page. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. And is that it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert Kelly. It's our page on Riotcast, and there's an Amazon button. It says Amazon. Just click that and then order from there, okay? That's how you make us money. So every order you make for yourself helps us. So it's a win-win-win situation. We win, you win, and Amazon wins. Everybody wins, okay? And another way to help us, Gamefly.com. You play video games?
Yep.
Do you play? You don't play.
I thought you were just asking.
Do you play video games?
No.
Really?
I used to, yeah. I had to lock it away. It was too much. Right,
we don't care about it. The truth.
Mike?
You could just say yes.
That's too good. They beat me. I mean, I can't fucking...
I didn't... Oh, God.
10 hours a day.
It's too busy picking up women. Am I right? Yeah.
kind of.
Callie's on fire. Callie's on fire. Callie's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love video games. I play them all the time.
Thank you. What about you, Michaelala?
Every day.
Is that your name, Michaelala?
It absolutely is.
Do you play?
On my phone.
Do you play, Ryan?
I play games on my phone, and I played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out at the party on Saturday.
Nice. That's the best.
That was
game
so
ever.
I can't say it.
Specific.
You choked on a gripe hearing you said that.
My
word.
Brain just shut the fuck down.
Oh.
I went, that's so I went to bed at 3:30. I was up at 6:30 today.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm still going, too, after this. I got to keep going. But
it.
Yeah, I know. What are you gonna do? So, Nikki, you play video games?
I knew you were gonna. I was hoping.
Wouldn't
you were
it be so funny?
Me.
She turned around and just did. She was like, "Fucking."
But she said it like, "I don't, you loser." Sorry.
No, I have to like apologize. I wish I did.
Well, here's the deal. If you play video games like me, apparently the only one I play on my phone, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, what is that bullshit?
What does that mean?
Yeah, my grandmother does that. Whereas with friends, that's not a game.
I have FIFA.
FIFA.
Yeah, soccer game on my phone.
Oh, shit. Well, if you want to play the FIFA, the real FIFA, you can go to gamefly.com/YKWD, and they are giving out a special offer. 2 weeks free. You get two games. That's a $22 value or something like that. It's for free. 2 weeks, you get two games. You can hang on to them. Here's the best part about Gamefly. You don't have to go spend the $60 on the game and find out it blows. You can just get whatever game you want, play it for as long as you want, and return it and get a new one. That's the best part. And if you want to keep it, they have the option to buy cheaper than it would be if you went to the store and bought it. It's a great... If you're a gamer like me, you should have Gamefly. It's a Netflix for games. It's awesome. So go to gamefly.com/YKWD. And if you're going to use Amazon, if you're going to buy anything at all, get it off of Amazon, but go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Don't go to other pages on Riotcast. Go to my page or our page. I'm sorry, Kelly. I don't want to hurt your fucking stupid Australian feelings.
Ugh. That was silly.
I don't like how wet your mouth is to make that sound. Your bloody asshole ruins it. Go to our website, riotcast.com and /Robert Kelly, and buy from there. And also, we want to thank Laughspin, Laugh Button Live. Those guys are great. The Syndicate, CringeHumor.com, Yowzer Fitness. And if you guys want to send the show anything, if you want to send us something, a figurine, you made a card for Kelly or anybody, photos, anything you have that you want to send, we have this beautiful new table here. You want to send it to 676A 9th Ave, number 424-NYNY 10036. You can send any one of us on the show anything you want, and we will make sure it gets to them. If you want to have something around the studio hanging up or on the table, please send it to, 676 A 9th Ave, number 424-NYNY 10036. We'd love to have your shit in the videos.
Nothing creepy.
What could be creepy?
I don't know. Someone might send me some blood or something.
Jesus, don't send blood, okay? I didn't think we'd have to tell the fans of the fucking podcast, don't send blood or any organs, okay? We want to congratulate Joe.
Yeah, the truth.
On what?
Come on. I got into Montreal.
You can't write on the notes, congratulate Joe, without saying, because you make me look like an asshole. You got to tell me for what.
Well, I was. You just throw it to me and I'll pick it up, mate.
All right, go, mate. Sorry, wow. All right, you're right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead.
No, you got into the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. A new face.
Well, so didn't fucking. First of all, he's not a new face. He's a fucking small mouth face.
That's great. What was it? A premature bam bird.
Joe got it. They have little special microphones. And it's a bunch of people with small mouths.
That makes fun of him. He's not here to defend himself and yell at me.
Okay, so we got. And so isn't. So aren't you two. Two lovers. Shut up. So aren't you two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going.
But it's not as big as Kelly a deal as right. Joe yeah, getting
maybe,
in it.
I'm sorry, Kelly, for yelling at you. You're right. These two fucking superstars apparently don't appreciate it.
I didn't want to outline. I just wanted to say it was a nice thing for little Joey List.
Little Mouth Joe. Yeah. All right,
Mouth
listen.
Joe. Baby Mouth Joe.
Congratulations, man. Have fun up there, Joe. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing comes out of that. But it's,
yes!
It's a good time.
Come on,
it's a good time.
Bring him
you
network.
Have to be Dan Soda for anything to happen anywhere. Dan Soda can get a deal at a Dunkin' Donuts. I fucking hate fucking flat-nosed Dan.
Flat-nosed Easter Island Dan.
I know. Too bad he wasn't home last week watching Batman. Listen, too soon.
Those pictures are coming in, by the way. We're comparing him
to the killer.
Yeah.
Oh,
Have you seen it?
Dan Soda looks like
fuck
a killer.
And it's like, he's from Colorado.
It's creepy, man. It's fucking creepy how much he does look like him. But anyways, we're going to fucking get out of it. We're back to the show right now. Thanks for donating, and thanks for supporting the show. You guys are the shit, so spread the word. And we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. I'm the best at making up songs for the show or anything that goes. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back to the podcast now. Yay.
Oh, wow.
I really am good at songs. I know. Little limericks I know how to make up.
Wow. Did you start doing improv? Is that how you started?
Wow, I'm glad that thing's around. I wish it was around your neck. I really do. Like pinky tusted. Fuck. Give it to me. Give it to me.
No, I didn't say that's not a bomb. That was a flat tire. You just ran out of
I'm taking the fucking thing. I should have said pinky tuscadero.
Oh, you made a happy days joke?
My
good
mouth
for you.
Isn't working today because I'm so tired.
Good for you.
All right, listen.
Happy days.
I bit my lip today. I bit my lip 3 days ago, and then when you bite your lip, it swells, so you bite it again,
yeah.
And then you just keep gnawing away until your fucking lip is gone. I look like I have fucking leprosy. I bit it so hard today, I heard it. I heard the sound of and nobody cares. I bit my lip, so I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah, no one really.
Fucking now I'm gonna have a canker, and then it's gonna mother. They got them married. That's the worst. They just have to worry about eating pussy with a fucking open sore.
What's a canker?
Nothing, Bill. Thought you were being
you don't
on
know
us.
What a canker sore is.
Maybe I've got another word for it.
Yeah, it's called.
They're like the white things that like, sting so bad.
On your tongue?
No, it's not herpes.
It's herpes. Calm down. It's
hang
all
on.
Herpes.
On your, it's on
calm
your tongue.
Calm down.
No, it can be. I think you can get them on your tongue, but they're mostly like on your lip.
Nikki. Cankers? He just told you to calm down.
She's offensive because she has herpes.
No,
I
she
get
just
it.
Ignored
it.
Offended,
it.
Not offensive.
Ignored.
Oh, I like that she just corrected your fucking grandma.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
Girls are smart.
I love it. Listen, this is what you have to do right now. Take your phone,
uh-huh.
Go into the bathroom, get your dick hard enough. Listen,
you
honest to God,
do
Bill.
It. Do take, it.
Go, seriously. You can delete it when you're done. We're all just going to look at it and then delete it, but we have to see it.
Come on, you said it was
go.
Big. Put your money
do
where your mouth is.
I really.
You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do
come
it.
On.
Is she gonna come with me? I can't do it by myself. My imagination isn't good enough.
You would like Linda alone.
You know what would help? A fleshlight. Speaking of segues,
there's no
terrible.
Listen, you twat.
Oh, fuck.
That was banana worthy.
Listen,
guys, speaking of nothing,
listen, will you take a picture of it when he's ready to go?
Listen, poor Linda.
Listen,
she's a sweet.
Go in the bathroom, get it ready, and take a fucking photo of it. I want a photo of it. We need to show the girls. And dude, these girls.
No, I promise you, what they're going to say is like, it's not that big.
No, that's I would never say that.
I guarantee you. Promise.
I would,
look
never,
at
I would
me.
Never say that.
You promise me you will fucking because you know what a big dick is and you know what a little dick is.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing? She Goldie Cox.
I really did like she's
Goldie
a dick.
Cox. I like Goldie Cox.
I love that.
Goldie Cox. That's
that
good.
Was pretty good. Mm. We really just stepped all over it, but that was a good
real
one.
Real good.
Listen.
That guy.
I did say it like you're the you're a professional dick
if
judger.
Anyone knows Cox. Dick size, it's Nikki, you know? Like,
well,
come
listen,
on.
We need a judgment.
Ellie and I can both weigh in.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
yeah, Linda I'm kind of sure knows.
And Ryan.
No, I won't be looking at it. If that helps you, Bill, yeah, I won't look
you
at it.
You only have to have. You only would have had
that
to.
That gets him hard. Just thinking about you not looking at it.
I fucking love Ryan Hamilton and his conviction to be him. Seriously. Listen, Bill, get in the bathroom, get it going.
I had a long night last night, as you might know from seeing me on the street.
What is it? Is it hurting?
No, I'm getting older. It takes hairy? It's like a musket. You got to reload it, take a nap, and a vitamin
Bill,
supplement.
Go wait. Fuck
oh,
yourself.
Jesus.
Get in there.
You're in the middle of a wax. You could be hairy down there. You haven't trimmed
Bill, go. Just the cock. We don't want to see anything else. Go take a picture of it, Bill. You're not getting out of it. Go take a picture.
Really, are you really? This is borderline rape. Seriously.
Yes.
This is borderline rape.
I'm not going to suck it.
I actually really don't want to see it at all.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying him bullying the fuck out of you. And if Bobby wants to see your cock, he gets to see your cock. Come on.
Whoa. That's now, if I said that to her about her pussy, I'd be in jail right now.
Oh, you don't want to say that.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. Looks like somebody,
doing you a favor.
Looks like somebody melted a regular pussy. Remember those old Halloween masks? Not all of them were the same. The mouths.
I mean, the man has a point. I lost a bit of weight.
Listen, I'm kidding. Get in the bathroom and take a picture. If you can't do it, then you can't do it. I'll give you 5 minutes to do it.
I promise
you.
Be
a fucking man and take it. Let me see your phone. Let me look at your phone photos.
You can look at my.
Where's your phone? Give me your phone.
I promise you there are no pictures of. Just make sure I have.
Let me see.
I'm not going to delete anything, but
let me see the phone.
Let's make sure there's nothing too embarrassing.
There's nothing embarrassing.
I don't get people
it's
saying
it's stupid.
Let me
see. There's nothing
on
my phone. I promise.
Let me pass that down there. Pass that.
I promise.
Pass the phone down.
I've been scared.
Pass the phone down. Pass the phone down.
I've been scared.
Pass the phone down.
What?
Pass the phone. Put the you motherfucker.
I didn't delete anything.
Give me the phone.
What happened when people started like sending nude pictures to each other and like?
Do you include your face?
The only thing I have remotely is a girl sent me a picture. That's the only thing I have.
Oh, titties. We got titties on there. No. All right, come on. But it's just, you know.
Kelly, yep. Take over the podcast.
Robert, why wouldn't I share a penis? I did before. I would do it now. I don't have one.
Kelly, I could go through
pictures
your phone
of
right
me
now,
in the hospital.
And
yes.
There would be nothing that would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
That you've taken like by yourself,
not,
like alone in
nope.
bed where you're trying to look
oh
like
my
sexy.
Never.
God.
I'm petrified.
Like, really?
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm petrified of someone finding it by accident and then I
Who
never live it
that?
Down. I'm petrified.
Who is that?
Who is that?
She's
is
her name's
Don't give
her Kristen Romanenko. She's Russian.
Jesus Christ, I want to move
fiery.
To Russia. You know what? You're a party pooper. If I had your dick, I'd flip it out on the fucking table right now.
Damn.
That's right.
Nikki.
You're a fucking asshole, Bill. You know what you are? You know what they call you? They call you a party pooper.
Why?
Because you won't go in the bathroom and take a picture of your dick.
Oh, my God.
Bring that in the bathroom.
How the hell did you tap that? Talk about betting above your average.
Huh?
God damn it.
She just said you're not as you don't deserve
right?
her.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Shit.
That was
She's
mean.
Wearing the sexy things like the suspender things from the 80s that no one ever wears.
Are you going to take a picture of your dick?
I okay, look. It's hard enough.
Yes
for me
or no?
I don't want to because it's
will
a lot
you?
Of pressure in a bathroom.
Shut up. Will you or not?
No.
Nikki and I want to see your cock.
I promise you she doesn't. He doesn't. He definitely
doesn't.
I kind
of do.
You're the only one who have.
She just said it.
Do.
I fucking love
because she wants
Nikki
to
Glaser.
Mock it.
I love Nikki Glaser because she is. You think she's going this way and she'll fucking go left.
Surprise.
Yeah, she only wants to do it to mock me. I get it.
I am no, not going to mock you. I think I'll make it'll make me like you more.
Oh,
I
want to
like you.
I kind of want to see what got that girl.
By the way, I didn't get her with. It's not like here's my cock and then I got her.
Go in the bathroom, take whatever angle that makes you comfortable, picture of your dick, and bring it back in here right now. Go. Just go.
He's got one on his phone. I don't believe
it. No, he doesn't. I've looked. Swear to God. Stop. Listen to me.
Are you really demanding that
I am
this?
Demanding it.
Oh, my God. This,
you can just say no.
Did he do this already once?
Fucking hell.
He did. No, we just showed
it. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. Back me up. I did it already.
You showed me. I need Nikki and me and everybody in the room to see it.
First of all, I have to pee really bad.
Go pee.
Perfect.
All right, go pee.
Post-jiu-jitsu shriveled sweat.
Go pee and bring your phone in if you get
it. I'm not going to look.
If it works, go ahead.
I just
want
to hear about the fleshlight.
Just go. We're going to talk about when you get back. That's
going to
segue.
You get fleshlight when you give us
cook. Go. I'm telling you. Go. Go. Just go. Go. Whatever angle you need. Down, up,
bathroom's
sideways.
On your left, mate.
I love that he's doing it.
He's the best. He's the fucking best.
No, I love that you're... No, I love you for doing it.
I don't know if I'm going to do it.
Just do it, you
he's
fucking
do it.
Ginger with
lift.
A big dick.
Oh, man. This is like the most extreme amount of bullying I've ever experienced.
Can I just say something, though? I really just bullied my friend into taking a picture of his cock.
You did.
For you two sluts. Listen to me.
I didn't even want to see it. I'm just like, I'm probably going to look
Stop.
At it.
Stop. Shut up.
You will.
You will want to see it, Kelly. Stop with your fucking morals. You know you're a dirty pig just like the rest of us, except for Ryan.
Ryan. Defend me, Ryan.
We're all
a good person.
If there's, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You don't have a boyfriend. Do you have a boyfriend now you're seeing?
No.
Linda? You don't have one. So, I mean, your boyfriend, are you going to want to be, like if you had a guy, are you going to want to be a fucking freak with this guy?
Yes. Or
you do? Jesus Christ, Nikki, settle down. Let me finish this sentence, you weirdo. Are you going to want to take it? Yes. Are you going to want to say yes? Are you going to yes to everything?
I don't care.
Whatever your fucking dirty, fat, bald mind is going to spit out, yes, I want it.
Put it
in
an orifice. Just do it.
I want fucking animals. I want fucking lube.
So you've seen his dick before?
I've seen it.
It's big.
It's fucking, it's perfect.
The only way I want to see it is because I want to know what constitutes
this
big.
This is what happens, okay? There's a certain point at your life. Okay, I don't know how old he is, and it bugs me that he won't tell me. If there's anything
he's
I hate...
39. He's got to be 39.
I hate people who won't fucking say their age because they're in show business. Like it's going to affect your parts that you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like if they find out that you... We thought you were 33, but you're really 35?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. You are what you are. I don't get... This isn't... That's so old Hollywood. That's back in the day when they'd find a chick at a malt shop and give her a fucking three-pitcher deal. Shit, the bitch don't even know how to act, okay? You know what I mean? It should be 52. I'm only 29.
What
trannies do.
Where did you meet him? Through comedy or through acting stuff?
I met him in L.A. He was doing comedy out in L.A. And I didn't really, you know, I didn't hit it off with him at first. What's up? That's it. Then I met him at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. I met him in Long Beach, and then I found out he lives on my block, like three doors down. He has an apartment too. Not as nice as mine, but it's nice.
What?
I called up the Russian for the picture.
And she sent it.
And I said send it because...
Do you got it? Nice.
Yes.
We get to see his dick. We get to see his dick.
Ryan. Join the chain, Ryan.
I'm not really pleased.
Ryan, you do not sing that song.
I didn't sing the
you
song.
You better not.
Come on, Ryan.
You keep those legs crossed. You keep those legs crossed like a fucking female judge.
Had sex with me, too.
Hey. Oh, no. All right, listen. I get it. Because you're like, yeah, I get it.
Well, okay, Red Mike. What's your name again?
Mike.
Michael. Okay, listen.
Michael. You need a name, for him.
I know, Mike. So you have this whole thing with fleshlight. What is it called?
Yeah, it's a flesh. It's a like
flesh,
a,
not flash. Flesh.
Flesh. Yeah, but it's in the shape of a flashlight.
I'm gonna see.
So that's why.
And why is it in the shape of a flashlight?
I guess it's easy to grip.
Well,
I don't know, but
what about
like
a fucking
backwards.
You? What about well,
they do fucking beer cans? Not the same company, but
isn't a
like,
shillelagh kind of cool to hold too? Why not a shillelagh?
What's a shillelagh?
You know what a shillelagh is?
It's a black woman.
No, it's a fucking leprechaun's cane.
Jesus. Where the hell did you pull out that word from?
I know. I couldn't say words all day. I pull out shillelagh.
Oh, really good.
You can't say that.
But this, it was too good because you guys did. You guys
but
did
as soon as you described it, just spot on.
Jesus. He's
a shillelagh.
Well, someone's got the picture. He's got it. Give me the picture. Give me the picture.
Is there like give something next first. To it to show scale?
Yeah, huh? It's called a fucking house.
First of all, this it's not that big, and it's not that.
Let me see it first. Bill.
This is.
Let me see it.
Okay.
Just let me. No, show anybody. Let me see it.
And then
hand me.
By the way, not that. Okay.
Hand me the phone.
And Nikki, I should tell you that a few weeks ago we had Tatiana in, and she showed the boys her titties, and I didn't look.
First of all,
I'm glad now we get to see some dick.
First of all, dude. Stop. Shush. Everybody. The show must stop right now. Everybody must shut the fuck up. Bill, the fact that you don't think this is fucking amazing.
I'm so excited.
The fact that you don't think this is amazing is almost fucking. I want to punch your mother. I want to fucking kick your father in the balls. The big dick balls that he handed down to you. I want to do that. Listen to me. I'm showing Nikki this. I'm showing her this. And I'm showing these girls this. Listen to me. Mike, did you just raise your hand? I think Ryan's even wants a little glimpse. Okay, look, Ryan, look real quick.
It's not there.
Oh, shit. Look at who's disappointed.
No.
Are there Ryan's more? Did you send one or did you send more?
Hang on. No,
holy
no
shit.
More. That's it. That's all. Dude, this is a perfect dick. It is a perfect dick.
Okay, but it's not. It's just nice. It's pretty.
Nikki's holding out a hand like Oliver for more food. Like, can we have some more dick?
Please, sir.
Have some more dick, please.
More dick pics. All right, Rigo, look now.
I don't want to look.
You don't have
don't
to look.
Look.
It's not there. Just look. Look.
You're such a liar.
I swear to God, it's not
no,
there.
No,
I think
it's
I don't
Ryan,
know
don't
you
look.
That well, Robert.
Wait, I want to see Jesus.
Aha, Nikki.
Okay, yeah, that's crazy.
That's good. No, show. Whoa, don't give that to him yet. Give it to Kelly. Pass it to Kelly.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
That's a great. But look at it and tell me how perfect it is.
It's a great dick. It's one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Whoa. And she's seen a lot.
Before
I haven't seen a lot, but that is one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Don't you talk to Nikki that way.
I have not, but that's...
How many have you seen?
You don't mind me looking, Bill?
Hang on one second. How many have you seen, Nick?
Like, how many people have I slept with? I don't look every time.
If it's not a lot, you should go six.
You don't?
You shouldn't look
sometimes
up.
It just
look
goes
at Nikki.
In.
Nikki, you shouldn't
it
have
just
to
goes look. In.
When somebody asks how many dicks you see, you shouldn't have to look up at the sky. Like,
nah. I always look at it beforehand.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
All right, good. Ready? Go.
I
Kelly.
Wouldn't know either.
Just
like, I mean,
shut
yeah,
up and
know.
Stop defending her, would
All
you?
Right.
I'm joking.
Thanks, Kelly. All right.
Holy shit.
It's nice, right?
Isn't
look
it,
at it,
Kelly?
It's
I don't
straight
want to
as
like
an
that.
Arrow. Congratulations,
it's very straight,
man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
it's nice, though, right? The helmet's nice,
yeah.
Even.
Good.
Right? Linda?
Good size
look
from
at that.
Base to tip.
She's going to be like, dang that big.
Oh, shit. Hang on a minute. That joke doesn't play. Linda's black, everybody. Now do that joke. That shit ain't that big. Linda?
Linda, get in on this.
That's great. Do you remember?
Oh, wait, stop. Is that, if you.
Dude, it's dickle. It's
dickalicious? Yeah. Were you trying to come up with a fucking cute name for his dick?
It's a quote from Sex and City. But I remember ages ago, I slept with a guy who had the perfect dick, and it was like straight. It was big, straight, and base to tip. Yeah. This guy, fucking hell. It was that one.
So you.
Perfect
dick. His
dick.
So you're saying perfect dick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask for a vote right now. 1 to 10. As far as dick goes, all
that's
right?
That's pretty
good.
Perfect.
So what are you going to give it? You're going to give it a 10?
I'll give it a 10.
A 10?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mike?
Oh,
that's a good dick. That's a 10.
like it's not smaller. It's not smaller at the top than it is at the base. It's not weirdly
curved. I'm going to give a 9.5 because I want those fucking red pubes trimmed.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him a full 10. Yeah. That fucking bushalicious, that little... That
I didn't even see it.
You were just...
You need to trim the hair. There's way too much hair down there.
I have a ginger... I do have a ginger bush.
It's really curly and it's gross.
Kudos to whoever circumcised you.
Yeah, it's a nice cut.
Yeah, dude, you didn't fuck around.
Nice.
Would you have a plastic surgeon do your dick as a kid?
Jesus Christ. What do you mean? What's a bad cut on a... What is that?
Hey, look at this.
I've seen some weird dicks.
Yeah, I think Colin has a fucked up dick. He had to get his done twice, so the guy fucked up.
My ex-boyfriend used to... the hole where his pee come out of was on the side.
What?
It was on the side, so he didn't piss straight. He pissed down.
You were actually dating a woman with a huge clit.
He had a big dick, and it was a nice dick. It was straight, but the hole was on the side. So every time I blew him, it was really sensitive.
Like a recorder?
Yeah, like a flute.
Kelly put his dick on a piano before a set. shit, this motherfucker.
Like a there's been some weird dicks.
Kelly sucked the fucking. Huh? She sucked the mini recorder dick. This bitch.
No, he was a good size.
You say you have fleshlights.
Yeah.
Can we say
really?
How about
that dick though? Like,
would
they
fit in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would his dick fit?
I fucked a fleshlight before.
Here's the deal. He has a fleshlight. Do I have to get the smaller fleshlight?
No.
And he gets the regular one?
It's like a one size fit all kind of thing.
But are you going to touch the bottom of it?
Oh, he might bang the cap. Yeah. Because
really?
There's a cap at the back. You know, it's like, I don't know. Do you hit
but
somebody's
cervix? But
I'm sure
they cervix? Have different sizes.
Yeah. When you're fucking a girl, do you hear this? Everyone's going.
Yeah. Is she tasting iron?
Because he's choking her. Yeah.
Does she throw up in her mouth and have acid reflux after you fuck her?
The stomach come out of her mouth?
Doesn't the tip, the fleshlight have a little hole in the top too?
You have to empty out the cum.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I use your dick pic to send to chicks on the internet, like who want to see? Because I can't send my dick because I'm married, but I could send your dick and just take the credit for the rest of my life.
That's all right. Good photography on that
really?
Photo too.
Yeah.
I'd have to
get the lighting from studio lighting on that.
I'd have
one,
to Photoshop your bush though.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone naked that I haven't actually fucked. You know what I mean? Like,
well, we
really?
It's not like threat. Live. You know, someone that I know, like, I've never seen a friend's dick or a friend's boob or anything
fix
like that.
Really?
Is that bandana worthy? Really?
Okay. No, it's great.
You
it's just weird.
Bandana.
Oh, fuck. I didn't realize I even had it.
Tie it on your dick. On your big, long.
Yeah, we'd have to get a sheet. Cocksucker. Your dick is awesome, Bill.
Yeah.
Fucking
congratulations,
just
man.
Just awesome. I'm so glad that you got that picture because I just sound like a fucking flaming homo. Show your dick. And now that everybody saw it, they understand why I wanted it shown.
Bobby was so passionate about your cock. Because it's a dick to be passionate about.
So you have these fleshlights and they sponsor you?
Kind of. I mean, they gave me some free ones to give out at my Caroline
I
show.
I want them to give me I want them to sponsor this podcast.
They would. They sponsor Rogan's.
Well, but well, not near. I said like I want them to
They did his in the beginning though when he had no listeners.
Really?
But, yeah.
But, when was that?
I don't know.
Rogan's podcast has had like 500,000 listeners from day one. Yeah. Rogan's never not been famous.
He did the iPhone too, though.
Huh?
He did the iPhone too.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you, a fucking an historian of
Rogan
Joe Rogan's?
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
He did the thing too. So what do you do with this? Now I take this fleshlight, and I take it. Do I lube it up? I have to lube it.
Lube is the best because it's like non-stick. It's like fleshlight, like water lube.
So how do you fucking clean it?
That's the fucking grossest part because that's why I've used it like 6 times and it's unusable.
I'll tell you
because
I had a half a torso.
Mm.
When the
you threw the head out.
You know, he bought the rubber ass and all
well,
that.
Well, I won it on a radio show. It was a replica of this porn star's pussy and asshole.
Yeah,
and it's just the middle part of her body. You put it on a bed, and it's made of the 3G rubber or whatever it is, and 3UG or whatever it is, and it stays on the bed, and you fuck it. You can literally fuck it. Like, fuck the shit out of the asshole and the pussy, and it feels like...
Did you ever
like
make your own when you were little? Cause like I
make before, my own pussy? No. Yeah, No.
I did that because I was the first one to...
We didn't even have fucking video games when I was a kid, dude. Atari wasn't out. You think...
I used, like, soccer socks, though.
You're like the MacGyver of masturbation. That's nice.
Yeah. No. Bobby didn't need to. He was having sex at 13.
Would you fuck the torso? Did you do it?
I fucked it.
Wouldn't you feel awful afterwards? Wouldn't you feel like looking at this fucking torso just like, ugh.
No. I like coming. I like fucking coming.
But after you come, you have this torso you got to clean out.
I didn't feel bad about it. It was just a pain in the ass. If it wasn't a pain in the ass, I would have kept it. I made it into a pen holder for my desk. But it's it was fucking fun. It was great. It was a I hate jerking off. Jerking off stinks.
But you so you, there's no situation where you're going to jerk off and just feel like, "Ugh, I'm just like hate yourself afterwards."
No,
like,
not jerking off.
When I did the flesh
I tried to suck my own dick. I felt that way. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to blow myself in a tub. And
oh,
I had
wow.
I threw my legs over my head and I almost snapped my own neck.
You felt bad because you broke a few.
And
ribs.
Then I fucking was just jerking off in a weird position. It was just. And then I came on
in
my cheek, and I was like, ugh. I just felt like I was raped. I raped myself.
You didn't taste it.
Literally, that's what.
It would nearly got in your mouth if it got in your cheek.
Yeah, if it went in, I would have fucking. I've tasted it before, but it was just like over there, and then I was like, ugh. And then I had to like flip my legs back and not hurt my heels, because my heels were going, like, kept, you know, I don't want to hurt. I don't want to hit my heels of my foot on the side of the tub. Yeah, it was just awful. It was just awful. That was the only time I felt shitty. Sorry, Ryan. Sorry for putting this in your brain. I don't want you to see your friend Bob naked in a tub. Not even a big tub. With just the funny part was me trying to flip my legs over my head. I had to keep doing it. And I remember I just kept doing it. My dogs were like going, they started going back and forth. Like, what's going on?
Nervous.
Yeah, like, what's
Dave and Kelby?
And then I hurt my neck and I was like, imagine if I killed myself. And my cock just fell into my mouth. They just found me.
Like David Carradine. Jesus. Oh,
so, no, I don't. So. Jerking off, no, but it was a mess to clean.
Yes, disgusting. Because with this, you have to unscrew the cap or the bottom and take the full sleeve out.
Ugh.
And then the only way to really even do it thoroughly is to, like, almost put it over the sink, like the spout.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, and it just runs down, and it
jizz.
All. Yeah, it's fucking gross.
Wow.
But, and that's all clear headed. Like, that's after you've come. So it's awful. It's shame-inducing.
Yeah, they don't have like a fucking, like, remember those cannons? You just, like, a big white thing, you can just stick it through.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm talking to you about with Tech Talk, it takes this up a notch. That's why I brought it.
All right, cool. We're going to be doing Tech Talk today about that. Yeah, I'd like a I'd do it. I'd do it. Now, do you guys use vibrators, girls?
Yeah.
You do? Wow, that was quick. do you use
about it before.
I don't
masturbate.
What?
Fuck.
I don't.
Wow,
what?
That's a fucking statement right there.
Nikki!
I don't. I try.
Not even your own fingers?
You try? What do you try with a fucking, like a knife? Why do you not do it? Why? What happened?
What? I just never have my entire, like, I think there was like some kind of shame in my childhood about it. I can't place it, but I didn't know people were doing it until like my early 20s, and then all my friends, I was like, you're doing what? And then I tried it.
what a lunch that is.
It really.
What do you do with your, what do you?
It was. It was like, I had no idea we did that.
Playing a bass guitar on your what? How do you?
You don't do, but you don't do legit, not even just normal, because I know girls that don't have like vibrators and stuff, but you don't do fingers.
I try, literally,
but
all
just,
the time.
You don't like it.
What,
it
you just, tried the vibrator or the fingers?
I've tried all of it. I have all a vibrator. It. I've bought them over the. I've probably bought like five over the years.
Will you do me a favor? Stop real quick. The next one you buy, can you go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and buy it off of Amazon?
I absolutely will.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Buy it off of Amazon. Yeah.
So you never came off any of them?
No.
So do you,
never.
Do you, is what goes on your head? You feel stupid? Or you
feel
silly?
Stupid because I have to think about. I don't know what to think about. My imagination's
What's
not good
porn?
Enough. And then porn is just like, it's not me. And I'm like, and that guy's gross. And like, I just don't, I can't do it. So I have to outsource.
But when you have sex, you don't feel the same sense of like shame or weird.
No.
You feel totally fine with
it. And I can masturbate on the phone with someone as long as there's like someone listening.
That's
and like, it's like a.
Look how happy Bill just got.
I can do that. And I can do it like in front of someone, but like there has to be an audience. If I'm by myself, I'm like,
so you're a true
idiot.
Comic.
Yeah.
You're a true comedian. I can. I can play with myself in front of five or six people.
I mean, someone's going to be there.
It'd be like doing stand-up alone in your room. That's how I feel about masturbating.
Yeah, I
often find that women that don't masturbate can't come. Oftentimes. I'm not saying that's you, but oftentimes women who don't
do
it.
With your dick, you can come.
No. I just, in general, like if they don't masturbate, they're not going to be able to come a lot of the time.
Let me ask you a question. When you show women your cock, do they go, yes?
No.
Or they go like this, oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
Because those are the two thoughts I had when I first saw. So
you bit your bottom lip and looked at him and went,
So you use a vibrator all the time.
Not all the time, but
Right.
Yeah, if I'm dating someone, I won't use it at all.
Now, wow. Brian, do you think this Fleshlight stuff, do you, like, via all this other crazy shit, this whole industry, do you think it's just nonsense?
Well, I obviously it makes a lot of money, it sounds like. I mean,
if you become a millionaire selling a Fleshlight, if I own the company, I said, "Dude, I like you. I want to give you half of the business." Would you do it?
No.
Really?
No.
You're that convicted.
I
you have that
care.
Much conviction.
I don't care that much about money. It would be
$20 million.
But I wouldn't feel
comfortable. $1 billion.
Me.
$1 billion and your own church.
$1 billion.
Wait, you get to save 1 billion people.
Right.
Wait, you wouldn't manufacture. You wouldn't invest, or you wouldn't take.
He has integrity.
Because of what's wrong with Fleshlights?
Well,
you fuck them.
Right,
you
but come they're not another.
There's actual life. You take life and you jizz it into
right.
a fucking into a thing, and then you wash
then you
life
out
of the sink.
So is masturbation in general just right. sort of
it's
is
awful.
Masturbation bad, or is it just this form of masturbation that's bad? Is it just all masturbation, or just certain types of masturbation?
I think it's personal for people,
yeah.
different, you know, for everybody. Mm-hmm. But
well, I'm going to heaven.
I think you are.
Thank you. Oh my God.
I'm going to heaven with a Fleshlight for God, because hopefully they'll be sponsoring this show. Wow. God, I brought this for you. Extra big and gold. It's made out of gold. Because like the pearly gates, it has pearl gold. It's nice. And look at look.
Why do they think they call it the pearly gates? Guys, come on. Pearl necklace yeah. reference. Anyone? I got the bandana, but seriously,
yeah, I actually want you to take that with you and perform with that bandana. So, all right, listen. So, you're gonna hook up a Fleshlight?
When? For Tech Talk?
Yeah, well, we're going to do Tech Talk right now. So, right now, guys, we're going to wrap this up. You guys are fucking great. Let's do a little, before we do Tech Talk, I want to do a little, get everybody's stuff out there. So, what's your Twitter, Ryan?
Well, you know, Ryan Hamilton. Robert's favorite Twitter handle.
Ryan Hamilton.
That's great.
I just picture you singing it. I picture you as a cartoon with those lederhosen on, a cane, and birds.
And a shillelagh?
Little bird, yeah.
Shillelagh.
Shillelagh. No, a black chick?
It's a leprechaun's cane.
No,
it's
no one talks about
you
Linda
just
like
looked
that.
At Linda to make sure she was...
Are you okay with that joke, Linda?
Good.
I really am just a hack white guy. You know what, like a black person? Hey. I had somebody tweet one of my jokes. You know, Andrew Zimmerman? Bizarre Foods guy.
Oh yeah, Zimmern is actually his last name. I don't mean to
be Jewish. To
well,
defend the
he's
Jews.
He's obviously a fan of yours. You should probably get his name.
He's
correct.
Not a fan of mine. He's really not.
He tweeted one of your jokes though?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Somebody told him one of my jokes. He retweeted it.
Oh.
But the guy fucked up the joke.
Of course.
It was the joke about and it fucking made me so mad, but now I can't go back and go, well, the joke really was this.
Of course. Because
my version might offend him. I don't know. Nah. I'm a big fan of his. I follow him. I love Bizarre Food.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And it's a motherfucker. He retweeted,
what's
which was great.
What is it?
The joke was Spanx. It was about Spanx, how it, you know, they have the hole in the down there because you can't just take the Spanx off at a wedding. So they cut a hole out where the vagina should be. So it looks like black tights with a hole where the pussy is. And the vagina isolated is the grossest thing on the planet. Just the vagina by itself without the legs is ugh.
This coming from a guy who fucked a torso. Yeah.
And I said it looks like something the guy from Bizarre Foods would take a bite out of. The Costa Rican pussy fruit is, and the kid fucked it up. Just annihilated it and wrote, it looks like the pussy in nylons looks like something the guy from Bizarre Foods would eat. What? What the fuck is that? Dude, the vagina isolated is such a great sentence.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, this fucking asshole. So if you listen, fix that shit. Anyway, so you're where are you going to be? You're going to be up in Montreal, right?
Montreal, Rooster Teeth Feathers in
where's
August.
That? Where's,
in
where's,
sunny...
Sunnyvale,
California.
This is coming out on the 6th of August.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'll be just finishing that week, the 6th of August. Where will I be the next week? Dallas. I'm in Dallas coming up.
What's your website?
RyanHamilton.tv. I can't get .com. I know I have the worst internet.
Who's just Ryan Hamilton?
Add live to it. Just add Ryan Hamilton live.
Or Ryan Hamilton comedy.
Comedy or something. TV.
Is that TV?
The fuck, dude? That's like the last people who found the internet.
Yeah. Using old HTML and just like rainbow scrolling up.
The fuck is wrong with you?
That's what
Ryan
it is.
Hamilton
that's what it
TV.
Is.
All right, whatever. You can change that. You can't fuck a fleshlight, but you could change that. Okay?
Okay.
So fuck you. And
I'll change it.
All right, go.
I'll change it for you.
Nick, what's up?
Twitter at Nikki Glaser. Instagram.
Great on Twitter. Great on Instagram, Nikki's.
Oh, great on Instagram.
Right. Oh, just thank great. You.
Fucking love
you,
it.
You got me into that Snapseed.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, my God. It's
what's
changed
that?
The game.
What's Snapseed?
That? Amazing. It's an editing program or app on your phone. It's like $5, and you can like do whatever you want to pictures. It's awesome.
It really steps up your Instagram just a little bit where people are like, what the fuck is that?
Yep.
But Nikki takes... This is why I love Nikki. She took photos just with the camera, the iPhone, that were just like, whoa, fucking crazy. Really great
Subway
shots.
Ones.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
So, where are you going to be comedy-wise?
Montreal, and then, I don't know. You can find out nikkiglaser.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
What the fuck are
I
you
don't know.
People
I'm
doing?
Working on a website now. I just can't. Even, I'm bad
can,
at this stuff.
You can still use your Tumblr. Just buy your Nikki Glaser domain and just change it to it's redirected and still use it.
I know,
Tumblr.
But I don't know how to do any of that. I know it's. I own it, but I don't know how to
somebody
it.
Fucking oh. email both these fucking knuckleheads and help
just
them.
Help.
Just the settings
please.
And Tumblr.
Seriously
you redirect it. It's easy.
Yeah.
Bill, what do you got going on besides fucking chicks?
Yeah. Twitter at Bill Dawes. That's pretty much it.
What's your website? What do you got going on?
BillDawes.com. And then Laugh Factory. I'm in Laugh Factory now.
I heard you fucking had a movie that you wanted me in.
Ooh.
It was probably a web series or something. Was it a movie?
Okay. Maybe it was a web series. Yeah, you said movie. I love all these web series
know,
guys
right?
call it movies. Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it probably was, but whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right. What's up, man? What do you got, Mike?
This is Mike. My Twitter is
he's learning. That's good, isn't it?
Twitter is I am Mike Cannon. On the 7th, I'm at Stand Up New York 10:15 for we're raising money for this independent pilot that we shot half of, and we're trying to shoot the rest.
What's the pilot?
Cool. It's just I didn't write it. My friend Anthony Zenhauser wrote it, and a few other comics shooting it. Chris Laker.
Okay.
You know him?
Yep. Okay. No, I don't. But okay. That's okay. I don't even know you till today. Why would I know your friends? All right. Go ahead.
And then me, Kelly, at Twitter. Why my energy just anyway?
Hey, you really bring it. Let's fucking wrap this up. Nikki's playing with her eyelashes.
Sorry guys. Kelly Fastuga, Twitter, KellyFastuga, and I'm doing a Christian Polanco show on the 9th of August, Hotel Chantel in Lower East Side, and then on the 27th of August, I'll be at Bar Matchless. They're just two of the ones I got coming up, besides laundromats.
All right, cool. Now,
Linda, do you wanna?
What do you got, Lynn? Where can
what's
we see
website?
Your photos? Linda's taking all the photos today's podcast. Go to Facebook.com, YKWD Facebook page, and all the photos that Linda's taking are going to be up there, and the video is going to be up there,
website.
Too. What else you got? LindaTurley.com. Beautiful photographer, beautiful woman, and I fucked her. No, I'm kidding. I never fuck Linda. We never.
He gets that black pussy.
And go to ykwd.com. Go to riotcast.com. Check out all the podcasts. And make sure you review and subscribe to this motherfucking podcast. Get us up there every week. Take the time. It takes 2 seconds. You don't have to download it off of iTunes every week. Get it wherever you want. I don't give a fuck. Stitcher. Fucking the website. We got the new app coming out, but just go review and subscribe on iTunes so you get us up there so more people will find us, more people listen to the show, and maybe we'll do this fucking more than once a week once I can pay Kelly and other people to show up. Anywho, thanks to all our sponsors, and we're going to do a little tech talk right now. Oh, yeah, you can see me at the Wilbur Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, I write that down.
Yeah, Wilbur fucking Theater. I got my big show. So make sure if you're a fan of the show, get tickets now. Go fucking, don't wait that week, the night of the show, and walk up. Don't be a fucking douche and make me panic and have the club call me, dude, we're not fucking selling tickets. Mm-hmm. And then you guys all show up at the last minute with, fuck you. Go buy tickets.
Don't make Bobby do breakfast radio. God, come on.
Christ,
please.
My own fucking hometown. Could I just sell out a fucking theater? We're my fucking hometown.
Beantown.
We're doing this for fucking 20 years, kid.
Fucking kid.
Anyways, go buy tickets, wilburtheater.com, Ticketmaster. I'll be there the 18th, one show only, motherfucker. All right, now we're going to be doing some
Tech Talk with Bobby and Friends.
All right, so Tech Talk is, you know what Tech Talk is. You've been here before. We're going to do a little Tech Talk. What do you got, motherfucker?
Well, do you want to do the pussy-related item first or the other thing?
Hey. Jesus Christ, what are you talking about?
Because the reason I brought up the Fleshlight.
You make the decision.
All right, sure. The Fleshlight, you know, that's obviously, there's no electronics to it. There's nothing really besides, it's just a rubber sleeve. This new thing coming out is called the Real Touch. And it actually hooks into your computer, and they have like pre-recorded porno, that like thousands of them, that it plugs in and simulates the movement of the vagina on screen. It literally is motorized and has like speeds that slow down and speed up. It's self-lubricating and it cleans itself.
What the hell?
You need to repeat that.
Do you have a time machine? What the fuck? First of all, you two, get off your phones. You're not done yet.
I thought we were done.
No, we're not. We're not done yet.
I thought we were checked out.
Yeah, you checked out, but you're not. We're okay. Doing Tech Talk with Bobby and
I'm
Friends.
I'm listening. It's self-cleaning.
It's not Bobby and the dude Mike that we just met.
He's not your friend.
So we got to get video of the, of my thing here. Make sure when we're going to do mine at the end, after we do his, we're going to get some video of this, okay? So wait a minute. So you're going to fucking cunt. Well, the show really stops when I stop talking.
I'm sorry. I'll keep it going for you, Bobby. Keep it going.
Go ahead.
So, Mike, what do you got there, huh?
You going to show us? No, I mean, I don't have it. I have it on my phone. This thing costs like $350. So
that's all it? That's it? So for $350, I'm going to be able to buy this device that hooks that I can stick my dick in, and it has all this porn on it, and it will simulate what that vagina is doing at that certain time.
Absolutely.
What if she's being gang raped by a bunch of Russians because her husband lost a poker game?
I think it just sticks to the one hole.
Or because she heckled at... Oh, Nikki! That wasn't a more of a bomb. That was a flat tire.
Fuck you.
That was pretty solid.
That was good.
Give that bandana to fucking Nikki right now.
Really? She stopped halfway through when she was talking.
I liked it.
You liked it?
I don't know. I guess not.
We're bonding now.
Well, no,
hey,
all right,
I'm confused.
All
right,
I'll take it.
Hang on.
You're in charge.
No, I'm not in charge. Wait a minute.
Yes, you are.
I thought it was...
I thought I was getting the bandana.
Whatever you want, Bobby.
This is
fucking naked.
Wow, that just turned me on.
I'm
Why?
So confused.
Why do I like being punished? What's that?
I'm so confused by. So you're. It's like a Fleshlight, obviously.
Yeah.
And it has a video component.
Yep.
Depending on how you angle the Fleshlight, changes the porn.
No. You plug it into your computer, so it's built for online porn.
Yeah.
By USB,
okay.
And then at that time, they.
Can I just tell you why? This sounds great, but here's the thing: I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
That's some creepy shit.
Yeah.
That's a next level. Like, I'm not going to have my wife. It's bad enough she's going to catch me with one leg up in the shower and tickling my balls from behind with the shower massage while I jerk off with my back hunched over.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I think this is clearly for single people.
This is clearly for somebody single and fucking with
no
dead hookers in his trunk, because you're going to hook up to a computer and then hook something to your dick. I mean, look, I'd try it once. I'd do it once.
Yeah.
Just to say I did it, but I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd buy
that. Fishy. Yeah.
But maybe that, you know what it is though? That might be the future of it. That might be the prototype of where we're going. I mean, there might be a day when you put something on your brain and on your dick, and then
there's iPad things too. Have you seen that? Like, they have pocket pussies that latch onto iPads and you can watch point of view porn that you then fuck.
Ryan?
Who are you, Michael? You know, this is Tech Talk. This isn't fucking go to hell talk.
I like that you call him Michael. Like, you're disciplining him.
My friend Ryan
Michael.
Over here has had enough for one day.
I have another thing that is not sexual.
All right, let's go. What's your other thing?
Because I know you were a graphic designer.
Yes, I am. Oh, I know what
artist.
This is.
Yeah, do you know the, it's a Intuos 4 Wacom design?
This is pretty badass. Explain to people what this is.
It's awesome, actually. I work at a company where like they do a lot of graphic design and stuff like that. And pretty much this, you can operate this like you operate a mouse, just by pen. Like, you can move it across the screen, everything like that. So you can pretty much freehand draw in something like InDesign or, you know, Photoshop, something like that. It also has a ton of buttons and, you know, things that you could customize to pretty much go to commands that you use often. and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
It's amazing. But here's the thing: it's not for the average fucking dude. You know, the guy who's going to go out and draw. I bought one of these. I did, you know, because I was going to do animation a few years ago. I went out and bought one, and I had this dude teach me how to do animation. I did one animation, and I never did it. Yeah. I did a dick over a birthday cake with candles, and it sneezed hachu load on the candles, and they wrote "Happy birthday, dickhead."
How long did it take you?
Took me 3 weeks.
Oh my god!
And I would just send it out to people on their birthdays, and they go, "Ugh!" It was like, "Ugh." That's what I did. So I mean, that is a I've had the lower version of that,
right?
But that is pretty badass. My web guy had a hard dick over that. But if you do graphic design, if you are an artist, or you do animation, or
web design,
anything that you're gonna fuck around with, that what is the name of it again?
It's a Wacom Intuos 4 tablet.
Yeah, that's where can you get that?
You can get that on Amazon.com.
And how would you do that?
You go to Robert Kelly, you know what, dude podcast.
Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to the You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.
How much are one of those? How much?
This was like $120.
And I thought it was really expensive.
This is the medium. The small one, I think, is a little bit cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, they come with different size pads you can write on, because the bigger the surface, the easier it is, the more stuff. The smaller the surface, it's a little harder to get perspective on what you're drawing, but... Yeah, they're not that expensive. They're pretty well. They actually have notebooks now. Like an actual piece of paper that you draw on, and it saves it on the notepad, and then you can just hook your computer up to it later, and it will put it on your computer and then change it to text.
Yeah, you can manipulate it from the computer.
It's pretty wild. Maybe next week you figure out, we get that on, we'll talk about that, but it'd be good for comics, because you can have this notepad, right, and then it saves it. And just hit save at the bottom, write again, save, and then go home, plug it in, and it goes right under your computer in your handwriting, and then it will learn your handwriting and actually make it into text. I'm correct, right on that?
Wow. Yeah, I'm just writing it down to remember.
Okay, cool. The one thing I'm going to talk about is these right here. These are Bluetooth.
Oh.
What did you say?
Is that what you called me?
Those are cool.
These are Bluetooth new headphones from Jabra, I believe it is. And they're, I got them at the UFC expo. They had a stand there for some reason. And let me just make sure this is a takeover, Kelly.
Oh, hi, everybody. I've never bought anything to TikTok. Because I don't have any money. If anyone wants to donate me some money,
it's
so I can
really
buy
hard
something
to find
nice.
Bluetooth headphones that are that
stop
size.
Stop begging on the show. I said take over. I didn't say fucking turn the whole show over to you begging. What the fuck was that? I don't have money, please. I would love to be part of TikTok.
You didn't give me shit for not bringing anything, but it's like, how could I don't know.
I didn't give you shit for not bringing anything. I just said take over the show, and you go turned into a fucking poor me.
All right. I wasn't prepared. I was checking emails.
These right here are Jabra, it's called, headphones. They're Bluetooth, and they're around $70. But the thing that's cool with these, they last around 6 hours. So I love flying with these because I hate the cord. Taking your bag off, going to the thing, sitting down. Yeah.
It gets caught on something, rips out of your ear.
Oh, the fucking worst when headphones rip out of your ear.
It's the worst.
You guys sound like the best infomercial right now.
Well, because you look.
It gets caught on a bag when you put your bag down.
And here's what happened. You look like an idiot because people don't know what just happened. You're just like, it's like sneezing with the window up, and you look in the person next to you at the red light looking at you like, you look like you're just screaming. So, yeah. And also, when you're on a plane, I use my iPad or my iPhone to watch movies, and having a cord from there to here, so it always gets knocked over the pad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bluetooth on the plane, when you watch your iPad or your movies on your iPad or your TV shows, is the shit, because you can put it anywhere and you don't have to worry about that cord. The one thing that sucks is that if there's movies on the plane, you can't plug in, which I wish they would make. I wish they make a Bluetooth and a regular headphone. You can just plug a plug in, and it becomes just regular headphones. I think they could do that.
Yeah. Sure.
That would be awesome to have both, the option for both. But this isn't. But this is, these are really good, but these are sports because they're sweatproof. So I wear these to the gym. So they don't fall out of here. They have these little rubber things. They look like they'd be hard, but they're not. They're very flexible.
Awesome. Yeah.
They fit really good in your ear. I thought it was going to suck. I bought my first pair, broken, fucked up, had to return it to the company. I was a little fucking annoyed because I told the guy, look, I got, you know, a podcast. I do this tech talk. I'm going to review these. And they, I see on the internet, they give some guy with fucking, you know, 1,000 people view his thing, they'll give him a free pair, right? Some fat dude in the middle of this country. I just want to review these Jabba sports headphones and you just subscribe and review. They'll give that fat fuck a free pair, but he made me pay. He gave me 10% off. Suck a dick. Then they were broken. Suck a dick. Then I called him. I sent the emails. And then they, you know what they did? A week later, not even FedEx me a new pair. They just regular mailed me a fucking new pair. I'm Bob Kelly.
Damn right you are.
But why are you talking about them now, though? If they,
because
but
it's great. A, look it. If yeah. it was a shit product, I'd fucking trash it right now. I used it for the week, and they seem to be really good. I like it. It's sweatproof, which I love. What happens with headphones all the time? They break on me because I take them to the gym. The sweat gets in the headphone. The speaker dies. It's staticky. You're fucked. You gotta toss them out. Not these. You can sweat all you want in these. You can't swim in them, but you can sweat in them. And it's Bluetooth. When you're working out, you don't have that cord going. Yeah. They're fucking awesome from walking around the city. When you take your bag off your shoulder on the subway, you don't have to fucking, like you
and
said,
they stay snug in your ear.
So snug in your ear. You cannot, these will not fall out of your ear.
Okay.
With your running, whatever the fuck you're doing, because they have, they stole it from Bose. Bose has the same little thing. It literally goes inside of your ear, and then the other part goes in. There's no way this is popping out. And they have three different sizes of these for small, medium, and large.
How much
so,
are they?
These are around $3,000. So they're not for the average comic.
Yeah. Hang on.
No, they're $70, $80.
Oh, really?
And again, you can go to Amazon.com through my website. Go to, well, make sure you buy them.
I'm going to.
Through the, you
is
know
that
what,
for running,
website.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Where do you put your iPod? Do you use an iPod or iPhone?
No, I hold it.
You
and
hold
I usually
it?
Have the headphones that connect like behind my head because earbuds never stay in my ears.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in these.
Yeah, these will definitely stay in your ear when you're running. They do, and they're light as fuck. Here, hold them. See how light they are.
You hold your eyes, but don't your hands get sweaty?
No.
Because I've had ones that have just broken because my
sweat. So where does this, will you put it in your ear and show me?
Yeah, you can put it in your ear. Was that the right one? Yeah, that's the right ear. Put that in.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now turn that into the, see? What?
Yeah, it's, what I don't want to.
What is it? You got to put the thing in, though.
Let me show you.
Yeah.
Where does this thing
Ryan's get? That pops in.
Oh, in your smaller part of your ear.
Yeah, see now.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
That's crazy, right?
It feels great.
Hey,
it's right. Fucking nuts, right?
It's like putting an earbud in. All right.
Yeah, Jabra Sports, they're called, I believe. Let me definitely get the right thing.
What size are these?
That
so I know.
That is that's the medium size. I don't, the large one is too much.
Yeah, I might do medium.
But they also have, if you want, they have sports Bluetooth too, which go around your ear. They definitely won't fall
off.
These aren't that ones. The other ones I have.
Well, those you look stupid on the train with.
Yeah, I don't like those either. I like these because they kind of just stick in your ear. They look cool.
Yeah, they do. Look.
They're pretty badass headphones. Jabra, just go to Jabra, whatever the fuck it is. Actually, go to Amazon.com, type it in. You can find these. I like them a lot, even though the Freedom, that's what they're called. J-Bird Freedoms is what they're called. J-Birds. Sorry, fuck. Yeah, J-Birds, okay? I fucked up. Is that Jabra? No, it's J-Bird. I fucking blew it, the whole thing. J-Birds.
J-Bird.
That's what they get for giving you broken ones.
Yeah.
Well, they fucked me. Yeah, so fuck them. So J-Birds, Freedom, stereo Bluetooth earbuds. They secure fit. That's the thing about it. And they're $88 on Amazon right now. And they have used ones, too. You can get them a little cheaper for $70. Yuck. You understand that used means not somebody used them, somebody returned them, refurbished or something like that.
But they probably put them in their ear before they returned them.
No.
Okay.
No, they'd have to. They literally take the earbuds out, throw them away, put all new stuff in. So.
All right.
I've bought that shit before.
Yeah.
But fuck it, if you don't want to spend the other $18 and get them. So these are really good headphones. That's it. That's it for
Tech Talk with Bobby and Friends.
This is a great podcast. You guys, thank you so much for being on. I had a blast.
I had a good time.
I did too.
Dan Soda wasn't here. Joe List, none of the regulars, but it was a fucking fun show.
Yeah.
You know what that tells me? This fucking podcast will go on no matter what. Because it's not the fuck, it's not who's on, it's... Well, it's who's on. But the thing is
it's
that,
you, buddy. It's you.
It's you.
Hey. It's me. Yeah, and nice Kelly. Talking to you. It's me. Oh. Nice talking to you. You guys are the best. Thanks a lot. I'll see you guys later. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.